business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. On Monday, Linda and I welcome Enjoy the Magazine. Let's find out what's happening in the Christmas season in Enjoy and what's happening in the North State. Also, a follow-up on what happened down in San Bernardino. Terrorism or workplace violence? Why so hard to define? All this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. It's Sunday, December 6th, the day before Pearl Harbor Day. It's Sunday once again. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. And we'd like to thank all of our sponsors out there in the North State. You know who you are. And you're listening to KCNR 1460. We have a couple of guests on today, but I got a couple of things I want to get to right away. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. Bob Martin, a trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Red morning. And Linda.
Good very morning. Good.
And Red, who's been on the blended glide path with an inappropriate assumption of solvency for quite some time. Good morning, Red.
Good morning.
Okay, we're streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com, or you can call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well, and you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. I'm not sure who we got, but we'll talk about that later. And we want to get to Greg Hunter, this first clip I want to get to pretty quickly. And then we've got a guest coming in, and Payesh Danuka should be here later on. And so let's go ahead and play the Greg Hunter right off and then take some notes, because there's some huge talking points on here, and we'll bring them up with Dinesh later. And so go ahead and I'm sorry, Payesh Danuka. I don't know why I get that so confused.
Maybe we can get Dinesh someday.
That we're working on it. Anyway, go ahead and play it, Bob.
Hunter, this is the weekly news wrap-up, the WNW 218 for Friday, December 4th, 2015. And I know you've been bombarded with this story. The San Bernardino bloodbath is what they're calling here on the front page of USA Today. Bloodbath in San Bernardino. And this is as terrible as the terror attack in San Bernardino, California, is. It's not really the big story. I know you've been seeing wall-to-wall coverage of this attack. And I'm sure some of the Democrats and the president would like to call this workplace violence. But, I mean, come on. Absurd. I mean, bomb straight out of the Al Qaeda playbook, and all the weapons and the ammunition and the planning, and they're being very cagey about other people who have helped them. You know, there were eyewitness reports saying that there were multiple people in and out of the residence they were working out of, not just two or three. The two people were killed, of course. The assailants, the alleged assailants, were got into a police shootout. And I'm sure that the president and some Democrats would also like to use this as a good excuse for anti-gun legislation, but more delusional. And go no further than Black Friday gun sales. They broke records. The president and his administration and some of these Democrats, not all, because some Democrats they're wanting a gun. But, you know, they are out of touch with most Americans, and this Black Friday gun sales records was made before this attack occurred. And of course, what the mainstream media won't tell you is that they were getting ready for a Christmas party. Now, this was a Islamic terror attack, which the president or his administration cannot say. And I don't want to dog out and paint a broad brush to all Muslims. But the Muslims in the world is a big group of people, 1.6, 1.7 billion. If 1% is radicalized, that means it's a 16 or 17 million. If 10%, that'd be 160 or 170 million radicalized Muslims. And they're getting radicalized at some mosques, according to police research and police reports. And this is outrageous that our president can't even say the words radical Islam, which is what it is. And he'll play hell getting any kind of gun legislation, anti-gun legislation, through Congress. It's not going to happen. Delusion. And this brings us to the next story, and the next story is the big story, and that is the Middle East and what is going on in the Middle East. And increased tensions are mounting in Syria, and especially with Turkey, NATO, and Russia, after Turkey shot down this Russian jet. Bad idea. I mean, here they shoot down this jet, act of war, and then the people that they're supporting on the ground murder one of the pilots coming down in a parachute, war crime. And, you know, evidence shows that Turkey has been buying oil from ISIS. Just the way it is, folks. Remember I told you, I've been saying this more than one time for months, if not more than a year, that, you know, the Obama administration isn't serious about the war on terror, the war against ISIS. If they were, they would knock out these oil producing facilities, the pumps, the trucks, the pipes. They would just knock it out, cut off their oil. Well, now we found out why he didn't cut off their oil. They're selling it to a NATO member, Turkey, and apparently the U.S. is tacitly approving of funding ISIS. It's sad. And, you know, now we found out maybe why Turkey shot down that Russian fighter jet. They were cutting in on their action. I'm sure that, you know, ISIS was selling to Turkey at a big discount, maybe 20 bucks a barrel. Who knows? But the U.S. must have known. And then we have the, you know, a former assistant CIA director coming out and admitting, well, you know, the administration didn't want to destroy the oil assets. They didn't want to destroy the infrastructure. And they were afraid of an ecological disaster. If you bomb a pump and leave the oil in the ground, where's the huge ecological disaster? Yeah, I mean, really? Which basically is more admission that, yeah, we knew they were pumping oil and it was going somewhere, Turkey, a NATO ally. And this has got members of Congress on both sides of the aisle freaking out and a bit upset. And here we have Dana Rohrabacher, who is wondering whether Turkey should be in NATO, A, for shooting down that Russian jet, and B, for financing ISIS. His House Democratic compadre across the aisle, her name is Tulsi Gabbard. She's a Democratic representative from Hawaii, former military, and she was putting it to Ash Carter, the defense secretary, and basically asked him about if it was a wise decision to put U.S. jets in a position to intercept Russian jets. And she was wondering out loud about it causing a big, you know, a possible touching off a nuclear war between the U.S. and Russia. This is serious, folks. This is the big. This is why this is the big story. And then to actually put sprinkles on the case and really show you how much of a sticky situation the whole Middle East has become, you have retired General Wesley Clark, who was the former Supreme Commander at NATO, so he knows a few things about the inner workings of the U.S. military and what's going on around the globe. And he pointed out just how sticky the whole Middle East mess is when he said this past week, and let me read this to you. General Wesley Clark said, let's be clear, ISIS is not just a terrorist organization, it's a Sunni terrorist organization. That means it blocks and targets Shia, that's Iran. That means that it's serving the interest of Turkey and Saudi Arabia, they're Sunni, even as it poses a threat to them. Remember I told you early on multiple times as Syria boils down to the Hatfields and McCoys, Sunni versus Shia. I mean, there's all kinds of other stuff going on there, but, you know, what a sticky situation that is. You know, we have a NATO ally that is risking war because it's in NATO, one for all for one. If Russia did attack Turkey, the U.S., France, Germany, everybody in Great Britain, everybody in NATO would have to, I don't think France is in NATO, but everybody in NATO would have to, you know, all for one, one for all. They'd have to come to their defense. That could start off a global war. Because somebody's greedy getting oil at a deal and lining their pockets and financing people who cut other people's heads off, ISIS. And then you have, you know, the U.S. putting more boots on the ground after the president said there would be no boots on the ground. Now, granted, there's not 100,000 troops there, but there's about 4,000, and they're sending troops to help the Kurds. And then you see the Shia militias in Iraq saying that they'll kill Americans and that they don't want them here. And the Iraqi government that is in power saying, you know what, we don't want your boots on the ground here. And what a mess all this has turned into. And then you have, you know, not just the U.S. sending ships and planes and into the region and boots on the ground and tanks and guns and you name it, sending it. But Germany, France, all the other Middle Eastern countries, Great Britain is now starting to bomb. France has been on a bombing tear. Of course, all this is related to the economy, according to Gerald Celente, who's going to be the early Sunday release coming up, Gerald Celente, the top trends researcher in the country. And he opens some eyes and gives you his trends. He'll wrap up 2015 and give you his trends for 2016. And it's not a pretty picture. You'll want to see it. Gerald Celente will be the early Sunday release on USAWatchdog.com. Back home, Fed head Janet Yellen is signaling an interest rate hike. Otherwise, they wouldn't be on the front page of the USA Today money section this week. She is signaling big time. I mean, you know, they call up the USA Today and tell them, hey, listen, can you do a story? I don't know if they did that in this case, but you don't end up on the front page. Fed chair ready to raise rates at own pace. What does that mean? Going to raise it a tenth, a quarter, an eighth? They're going to raise it next week? They're going to raise it at the end of the year, beginning of the year? What? Well, evidently, Wall Street thinks this sucks. At least the stock and bond market on Wall Street, because both of them tanked this week. The bond market rates spiked on the 10-year, and stock market sold off a few hundred points. And so much for the Santa Claus rally. I've had some people say, oh, I wonder if Greg Mannarino's prediction of the market top's going to hold. Oh, there's going to be a Santa Claus rally. Really? I don't think so. Mannarino called the market top of the stock market. I mean, he didn't just guess. He had charts. He had research, and he did it on USA Watchdog. And apparently, that market top is holding. Also, meanwhile, the economy continues to sink, and the latest bad news comes in the form of tanking numbers in durable goods and factory orders, and also the money velocity is also tanking. Here is the money velocity, a little chart. Here's 2012, and boing. And that's where we are right now, right about here. And it's continuing to sink. It's not coming up. It's going down. It's just continuing the velocity, how fast money is moving through. I have one of the commenters on this site, Alan, We'll just say that. And he works at UPS, and he says, you know, this time of year, we should be just blowing doors. We'd be working till 2 o'clock in the morning. I get to work at 2, and I should be working till, you know, four hours of overtime. And, yeah, I got there at 2, and I got off at 7:45. He says the traffic at UPS is light where he works. Other headlines include, here we go. This is a, top headline up here. Majority of world economy weakening as U.S. manufacturing PMI tumbles to two-year lows. Next up, Brazil releases shocking GDP obituary. It's mutated into an outright depression, says Goldman Sachs. Next up, U.S. total debt soars by $674 billion in November. How long can that go on? That's 1 month, folks. $674 billion. Here we go. As the credit cycle turns global, defaults surge to six-year highs. 6 years ago, that's 2009. At the depths of this last big recession, credit defaults, global defaults are surging to six-year highs, just like it was at the bottom of the last big meltdown. Finally, unprecedented 59% plunge in November heavy truck orders. That kind of goes hand-in-hand with transportation and how it's not doing so well. So this is the backdrop for which the Fed is going to raise rates. And, I'll say it again. I've said it before. Whether they raise rates or whether they don't, it is an oh my goodness moment. If they don't raise rates, oh my goodness, the economy really is terrible. It's not going to get any better. And if they do raise rates, ding, 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 we are at the bottom of the interest rate curve. Another one of these things that people say, well, none of your people get anything right. Really? Carl Denninger said they had to raise rates. Who else said they? Catherine Austin Fitz said they'd have to raise rates. David Stockman said, they've got to raise rates. Peter Schiff said they've got to raise rates. Well, at some point, they're going to have to, and it looks like Janet Yellen is signaling she's going to raise rates, whether we have a growing economy or not. And it may just be the lesser of two evils. Maybe she can raise rates and paint the phony story that, our economy is doing great. We're strong enough to raise rates, which we're really not, but maybe people will believe that. I don't know. Next up, we have this story, which I brought up to you, Carl Denninger, which I just had on this week. Brilliant guy. He's just brilliant on a lot of subjects. He's especially brilliant on the Obamacare, which he said for years, including on his own site and on our site, that Obamacare is going to be a disaster. It's going to kill the economy. You go back and look at his old interviews on USA Watch. Here is Health Republic is the latest health care co-op to end 12 of 23. I brought this up with Carl Denninger, that, you know, part of what they cite in this article is that not enough government bailout money. Oh, really? Well, apparently Congress has to appropriate bailout money in order for Obamacare to make it, like several billion dollars. What do you bet the chances of getting a bailout for Obamacare is slim to none? This is a disaster, folks. Now, I'm not the only one. Carl Denninger has said it. I said, this is a disaster. You can't insure 40 million people for free. That's what we're insuring. And it's incompetent. It's almost constructed so poorly, it's designed to fail. You can't give all this health care away for nothing. And nobody can make any money, obviously. And there's no way that the Republican Congress is going to bail out going to appropriate bailout money. That's why, if the co-ops don't implode, then healthcare insurers like United Healthcare says, sorry, we can't make any money. We're out. You know, without a bailout, we're out. Well, guess what? The death knell is ringing for Obamacare, which is the biggest policy lie in history, concocted by Democrats. Thank you, Jonathan Gruber from MIT, for outlining and highlighting how you told the lie and how big the lie got all the way up to the highest levels of the Democratic Party, including the president. The president said he used his information, Jonathan Gruber from MIT. This is the biggest policy lie in history. And Democrats, Republicans have their problems too, but at least they didn't vote for Obamacare. And Democrats lied to America. And now they'd like to have Congress appropriate some bailout money to bail out their big fat policy lie, the biggest in history. That's just not going to happen. Speaking of lying, and I guess kind of finish up with this because I didn't get this in last week. I took a little vacation with holiday, Thanksgiving holiday. The Iran deal. I said there would be no Iran deal. Guess what? I was right. There is no deal, because in order to have a deal, you have to sign a deal. And Mike Pompeo, a House Republican, asked John Kerry's office about the Iran deal and found out from Julia Fitfield, F-R-I-T-F-I-L-D, Fitfield, the State Department Assistant Secretary Legislative Affairs person. This is a November 19th letter. He wrote her and said, hey, I want to find out about this JCPOA, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. She writes back and says, quote, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA, is not a treaty or an executive agreement, and it is not a signed document. Let that sink in. The deal with Iran is not a signed document. There is no deal, according to Julia Freefield of the State Department, the Assistant Secretary for Legislative Affairs. There is no signed deal. And Iran, according to published reports, isn't going to sign the deal. It's going to be put too much of a burden on their people. Of course, Fritfield says that, well, you know, the power of this is the snapback provisions, that we're going to snap back the sanctions on Iran. Really? That sounds good, but that's just another big fat lie. So you're going to, all these countries, Germany, France, the U.S., Russia, whoever who's involved in this deal, China, they're going to start doing business in Iran, and then you're going to tell everybody to get out. Oops, we can't back this up. We can't back up our deal that is not signed. You think they're going to snap back these sanctions? No. Just Google it. Mike Pompeo, Representative, California. Iran deal, Mike Pompeo, not signed. I'm telling you, it is not signed. The Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the JCPOA, is not a treaty or an executive agreement and is not a signed document. As I predicted, there would be no Iran deal. There is no Iran deal, because unless you have a signed document, you have no deal. And I got to tell you, Donald Trump is right when he says that our leaders are incompetent. John Kerry spent years on this, flying around on the government jet, meeting with all these people, and then he blurts out in Congress one day when he's being questioned in Congress, the military inspections is a side deal at the UN. Really, was the UN at the table? He doesn't understand the military inspection, which this was all about, curtailing not their civilian plan, their nuclear deal, but their military plan. John Kerry doesn't know anything about the inspection of the nuclear facilities for the military, and obviously he didn't get a signed agreement. I can't tell you how incompetent that sounds. And they're going to give their there was talk of them giving John Kerry a Nobel Peace Prize for what? For a not unsigned agreement? For a wink and a nod, and we'll give you $150 billion? Outrageous. Google it. That's the way I see it. I'm Greg Hunter. Thank you for supporting USAWatchdog.com with your comments and donations. Remember, fear not. Prepare yourself physically, mentally, and above all, spiritually, fear not. God's in control. Thank you for supporting USAWatchdog.com.
Wow. If that didn't raise your blood level a little bit, then you're probably not an American. And, wow. I mean, where is the media?
He doesn't need.
Where's the media? Where's our local news media? Where's our paper? Where's our national media? Where are these guys? If you can't by now see that there's a huge problem, you're not listening. With that, I guess we'll go to a break.
All right. And we'll come back with one of our guests. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community, the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, grocery, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, $2.99 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. On Monday, Linda and I welcome Enjoy the Magazine. Let's find out what's happening in the Christmas season in Enjoy and what's happening in the North State. Also, a follow-up on what happened down in San Bernardino. Terrorism or workplace violence? Why so hard to define? All this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Santa Claus has landed at View 202. On Sunday, December 13th, join Santa and his elf for brunch on the veranda. Enjoy bottomless mimosas, beautiful music by Linda Bott, and her jazz ensemble, the sensational sounds of Shasta High School's musical choir. Bring a toy to donate to Toys for Tots and have your picture taken with Santa. Don't miss out on this magical Christmas experience. December 13th from 11 to 1:30 at View 202.
Coming soon, Cascade Christmas, a whole new show for the whole family. Don't miss it. Bring your camera for free pictures with Santa after all 2 p.m. shows. Tickets on sale now at cascadetheater.org or call 243-8877. Ho, ho, ho.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PBA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. We're back. We have a couple special guests in the studio with us this morning. I wanted to play that Greg Hunter thing and get it out of the way, but, you know, we've got a couple of, you know, real patriots in the studio here. We have April and Preston Sharp. And go ahead, Linda, you know.
I heard about Preston through some emails from some friends, and then he came to the tea party and spoke. And his story was so touching, I said, why don't you come on the radio and let people know? So from there, I think Preston would like to tell us about how he got started in doing what he does. Go ahead, Preston.
I went to McDonald Cemetery on a Veterans Day, and we were going to go honor my grandpa because he was in the Navy. And we saw that there was no flags, and I wanted to help put flags on them because they risked their lives for our country, and we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them.
That's true. So you went out there and nobody had done anything at the graves, and so what did you do after that?
I started raising money on my GoFundMe account, Vet Flags and Flowers.
Ah, nice. And so which cemetery did you... This is the one right over here, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, the one out right off of 44 that you guys started in?
Yes.
And so far, have you completed your task at that cemetery?
No.
No? So what are you in need of? What is your goal here?
We need 540 more flowers, and we get it at the dollar store, so 540 more dollars, and a little bit more flags.
Let's. How old are you, Preston?
10.
10, wow, amazing. And I just wanted to let everybody know, April is Preston's mom. She's here in the studio with us, and Preston here. You can't help but be a little bit amazed that somebody who's 10 years old has that kind of a grasp on reality, I guess is the best way to put it.
What happens and what people do and why we have our freedoms.
And respect.
And,
to show that kind of respect. So your grandfather is buried up there? Is that what started this and then you saw what was happening?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about it. I mean, what happened? You went there and you were disappointed. There was nobody there. What happened on Veterans Day?
The next day I went to my school and on Friday, and I talked to student council, and they started helping me too. Putting posters around the school.
What school do you go to?
Columbia.
What is that?
Columbia.
Oh, Columbia.
Columbia.
I didn't quite catch that.
So they started helping you gather money or flags so that you could start putting them out there? No? Go ahead, Mom. Jump in here.
Basically, he got started because when we went to the cemetery on Veterans Day, he was looking around and he's all, Mom, all these veterans don't have flags or flowers or anything, and what is the world, what is happening? And he got so upset, and I said, well, you know what, son, if you're that upset about this, then you need to change it, and you can't just complain about something, you have to do something about it. So he went home and started raising money and doing chores and such. So far he's Preston, you can tell them how many flags have you put
up. I gotta say that there's nothing like an awesome, supportive mom. You know, there really isn't. You can tell she is so proud of him. She's about bursting here. But go ahead, Preston. Tell.
We have put over 640 flags out at McDonald's Cemetery and over 300 flowers.
Nice.
That is so awesome. And then, and you know, to go out and change it. I mean, I really understand that because that's what we've been doing here at this radio station. Is we decided that, you know, if no one else was going to say anything or do anything, then we would do it. So, man, I'll tell you, future Patriot, you might have a job or something down the road. You never know.
So we wanted to bring him in so we could let our listeners know, and maybe we can help him.
Yeah.
Well, it's amazing to see somebody so young do something like that. I mean, we're aware of grown men and women that
get
a good taxpayer salary that haven't accomplished that much.
Right.
That's awesome.
So if somebody wants to help you out...
How do they do that?
They look up GoFundMe either on Google or... anything.
What is that?
GoFundMe.
GoFundMe.
Uh-huh.
And that's GoFundMe.com.
And what's the subtag for it?
Vet Flags and Flowers.
Vet Flags and Flowers. Okay.
I'm going to pull that up here.
Yes. We ordered 540 flags that we raised money from going to the Tea Party. So those flags should be here next week. So he is looking for the flowers to go along with those flags. So we need at least $450 more dollars to go to the dollar store and buy the flowers that go with them. And anybody that wants to help us next Sunday, we will be out there with flags and hopefully enough flowers to accomplish his task.
About what time are you guys going to be out at the cemetery?
11.
11 on Sunday?
And that's McDonald Cemetery down at the base of the hospital, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it McDonald's, the one on Cypress?
No, I believe McDonald's the one at the base of Shasta Regional, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. It's on Continental.
Okay, I got it pulled up
here. The cemetery itself is on Continental, where 44 goes over, because, and then Continental goes underneath.
Okay, because you guys were talking about going also, then the next one's the one on Cypress, correct? Next,
yes.
Down by Jones Fort.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I've got it pulled up here. It's you can go to GoFundMe.com. It's Vet Flags and Flowers is the key words to get in there. There's a donate button, so if you want to help Preston out, get this Preston get this job done and get this all put together and achieve his goals, go there and donate and help him out, because this is a very admirable thing to do.
If they can't go to the GoFundMe page, say they don't have computers or something, how else could they donate or help Preston out, Mom or Preston? Can they send it to him? Sorry.
Well, they could always meet us next Sunday with some flowers. That would be great.
Okay.
Preston's very particular. They have to be red carnations.
Nice.
Yeah, we found that, or I should say he found that they hold up a little bit better than the other flowers.
Yeah, they last longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Nice.
And so next Sunday, where at and what time again?
McDonald's Cemetery and at 11.
McDonald's Cemetery at 11. Where is that? I've never even heard of it.
It's off Continental. It's kind of at the base of Shasta Regional.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, you go down the hill there a little bit, and it's where 44, you first get out of town and on to 44, headed towards the auditorium, and it's the cemetery down to the left and up on the hill, and then Continental runs right along it.
Yeah, when you're coming in 44, if you look up there, you'll see it to the right. So, all right. Is there anything else you want to say there, Preston, about what you do?
I'm going to keep on doing it after I finish McDonald's and over.
I think what he's trying to say is I think he's going to keep going until he can do all the cemeteries in the area for all the veterans, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
What a guy.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. All right. Our hats are off to you, sir.
Absolutely. You know, it makes you feel pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. This is his first time, I'm pretty sure, on the radio being 10, but
he's doing
a great job.
Can be a little nerve-wracking at first.
We just had an alert listener call in to pass along the entrance to the cemetery is across from North State Ice on Continental.
Yes.
There you have it. We appreciate that.
There
Thank
we
you.
Go.
It shows you people are out there listening. And so, do what you got to do. And
help this guy out, too.
Help him out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Help out Preston and the veterans and show the appreciation for all the people that deserve it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a good way to honor Pearl Harbor Day tomorrow.
That is an event. Yeah, yep. December 7th. Wow.
Yep.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Well,
thank
anytime.
You for what you're doing.
Thank you.
We appreciate you coming in, and we will be seeing you.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's good to know that there's hope for the next generation coming on.
Absolutely.
It's always good.
Yeah, and thanks, Mom, for bringing
leader.
Him in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good. We appreciate it.
All right. Well, you guys have a great day, and we'll be talking to you soon.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Very good. Very good. And I guess we should probably go to a break, huh? Come back. And I don't know if our next guest is in the studio or not yet.
Yes, he is. He is in.
Okay. And so we're going to have Paish Dinuka come in. I said that right.
I'm pretty
sure. I don't know why.
I don't even try to say his name. I just call him Doc. It makes it easier. And with that, if you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
The unmistakable sound of the Temptations. Motown comes to Reading Sunday, December 6th at 7 p.m. Live in concert, it's The Temptations at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Don't miss The Temptations. For more than 50 years, hit after hit from The Temptations. Now live in Reading at the Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now. Go to the Civic box office, call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the incredible Motown sound of The Temptations. The smooth stepping and flawless presentation of flair, flash, and class. Come to the Reading Civic Auditorium with The Temptations live in concert December 6th. Get your tickets now at the box office. Call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for The Temptations.
During the holiday season at Wellgate Sports Club, we want to give you the gift of health and fitness. Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, President and COO of Wellgate Sports Club. For a limited time, we are offering no dues until 2016. So call today at 768-1205 for your personal tour. At Wellgate Sports Club, you will experience exceptional every day. At Wellgate Sports Club, we wish all of you a happy and healthy holiday season.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadow. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night.
Yeah, kind of like that song. Red likes that too.
Love Eddie Rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of scary that he's starting to dance over there and stuff, guys. You know, the studio isn't that big for these guys to start dancing.
Yeah, he looks like that commercial with the Final Countdown. He's starting to shake.
Well, that song and a few others and George Norrie got me through a lot of late nights when I was working for the moving company.
Do you know how I drove so many late nights coming back from the Bay Area. I used to work down there 2 weeks at a time coming back. Do you know what got me through all that is AM talk radio,
mm-hmm.
Talia Farrow, Bernie Ward. These guys were so liberal that I would be so angry. I would be throwing stuff at the window by the time when half you can't go to sleep. You know, yeah. So you never drift off the road, because by the time you're done listening to some of the stupid crap that comes out of these guys' lips. Now, Bernie Ward, he got put in prison for child pornography, you know, who, go figure. And I believe he's still there. And then Ray Taliaferro, he's right out of the, gosh, him and Bill Ayers are probably buddies.
Well, that was back in the days. The only AM you could pick up was KGO out of San Francisco.
KGO out of that. San Francisco. The only other good guy on there was Bill Wattenberg that I can remember. He was all right, but we've actually talked to Bill on the radio a couple of times. But anyway, we've got Terry on the line. We wanted to get him in first before we get to our guest, because not that Terry's long winded or anything, but we wanted to make sure that he had time to talk. So, Terry, are you there?
Yes.
Hello, Terry?
Hello.
Short-winded? Quick talk, QT. Quick talk.
Thought maybe
what do you guys
I had,
do during the break?
I thought
I'm
maybe...
listening in during the breaks, and you guys are laughing, and we all tickling each other or something.
No. Just trying to have a good time once in a while.
You are having a good time.
I thought I got the wrong guy there for a minute. is that the right Terry?
Yesterday we were in Josephine County at a town hall. We went up there on Friday, Sal and I did. We had a great town hall. They actually were so excited, they divided up into committees, three counties, Douglas, Jackson, and Josephine, divided up in committees right then and right there. And also, we had the chief of staff, Michelle Binker, who was there, who is Carl Wilson, who's the representative of District 3 up there in their state senate. And it's really exciting because he was sending his chief of staff, and she walked out with a hoodie, and she walked out with information, and she was excited and couldn't wait to play a DVD of Mark Baird for the senator. How exciting is that?
Yep. Wow, very nice.
So that was neat, but I wanted to make one comment about the guest you just had on. What a wonderful young boy, you know. April, his mom, is really a nice lady. But I want to say this about the Tea Party. By the way, we have Tim Pappas this Monday night teaching the Constitution.
We have him every 2 weeks. Thanks,
we had Jake
Terry.
McCauley a couple of weeks ago, who's a pastor who teaches young people the Constitution. We had Trevor Loudon, who was from New Zealand, who was talking about issues worldwide. We have had Stephen Barrett, who's running for state senate. We have all kinds. We have had Orlean Curley in from Common Core. And I am so sick of hearing, and this is stemming from our congressman's office, people saying, oh, you know, the Tea Party should be disbanded, they're out of hand. Those people at the Tea Party, folks, gave almost $550 to help Preston do what he has to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, the real deal is, and I was going to say, Terry, I apologize. I haven't been there as much as I wanted to be the last few weeks, but I have been. So I still can't seem to get rid of this stupid cough, and I don't want to infect everybody. The studio's
no,
all
you're
infected.
No, you just come in the studio and infect everybody and our guests.
These guys are already sickening, but you're right. You're absolutely right, Terry. You know, the bad mouthing, that's coming out of, the different places that we all know. Is just unconscionable.
It's despicable. It's despicable. I've talked to people who are wonderful people, and they're saying, you know, maybe even the Tea Party should be disbanded because of all the negativity. Tell me the negativity about this young man sharing his story and people backing him and saying, what can we do to help you? Tell us about the story of the ladies who work for the veterans so hard, Linda and Treva and Joetta. And Joetta should have her own little street named in Jefferson, because if it wasn't for her, Sally and I couldn't travel because we have a very ill son and a very ill father-in-law. And she takes care of things while we're gone, so I want to just tell Joetta that we love her, and she is amazing what she does for Sally and I and what she does for the movement. But, I mean, I'm so tired of this. We're not bad-mouthing. I haven't heard any bad-mouthing of our Congress and all that stuff, but for his staff to be walking around and saying we should disband because of the bad things that we're doing, are you kidding me? Seriously?
Well, you know, what I'm going to come back with is, why don't everybody go to Heritage for Action for America, or Heritage Action for America, and check and see how our lawmaker voted. And that might give you some clues. He's rated at, 63 or 66%. Good.
Which is a D?
which is a D. And see, so that's really the bad mouthing that we're doing, is that we're not towing the Republican line. You know, the Tea Party is supposed to be conservative Republicans. Well, if the Republicans were mostly conservative, then we would be following them. Go ahead, Dr. Payesh Dhanuka.
Thank you for having me. Hi, Terry.
Hey, Dr. Pai, how are you, my friend?
I'm sorry, I had to jump in here. The fact that they are scared of Tea Party is the reason that they want to disband Tea Party. Mm-hmm. But they cannot succeed in it because Tea Party is not actually an organized party like
it's
a Republican or a Democrat party. It is an idea.
Yep.
It's an idea of sovereignty of individual. So they cannot disband it. But I'm very glad that they're trying to say that, because that means they're really scared of it.
Well, that's true. I mean, you know, when you have someone that's calling somebody else on their BS, I'm sure they would very much like to get rid of them.
Well, sure they do.
Well, you know.
Because we get the truth out there to people.
A good example.
Well, the sad part, and Mark hit the nail on the head. You hit the nail on the head, my friend. You said that what happens here is we simply call out how he's voting, and now we're the bad guys. I mean, I have just had it with people who are, and I don't know whether it's cowardice or what it is, but I've had it with a situation where people start putting down good people who put their time out there, their efforts out there to make the community better, to make the country better. Okay, well, you know, we can disagree to disagree, but, you know, I am tired of just people trying to swallow the rhetoric that's being fed to them by these bureaucrats and by these staffers, swallowing this stuff because of the fact that they can't really face the fact that, my gosh, my golly, these particular people that we put into office really are not doing the work of the people. They really are not with us, and they are really not one of us.
Well,
they can't face that.
Let me give you an example here. This is not okay. So everybody, you know, comes across like we're just throwing stones because we hate LaMalfa, blah blah blah. Okay, there was a vote on the 3rd. Okay, the House was voted to reauthorize the No Child Left Behind. What this does is not only does it maintain the federal government's influence over our children's classroom, but ignores the opportunities for reform. Also, on the this last week, and then on the 3rd, the Congress passed the gimmick-ridden transportation bill that includes $350 billion in spending and revived the long-defunct import-export bank. You know, and I looked up this, and you know something?
Would that be the same export-import bank that we were told on several occasions he would not support?
Yeah, except I'm looking on the list, and I can't find his name anywhere that he voted against it. The Democrats, every single one of them voted for this. Every single Democrat voted for this, and it appears to me, from what I can see here, is that LaMalfa voted for it as well. So I guess that I just don't like LaMalfa because, you know, he grows rice and he lives down in the valley or some stupid thing, or you know, maybe I've slandered his name by calling him LaMafia once in a while because he's got me so angry. But the real deal is, I keep looking at his voting record, and I keep seeing the same establishment government crap over and over and over that comes out of this guy's office, and he keeps telling us he's a conservative.
Well, the worst part, I think, is just, you know, I mean, leave it go. The people at the Tea Party, there's not bashing of anybody happening from that stage up there. I mean, again, you know, Tim Pappas is coming Monday night. You know, the same people that say, oh, we're bashing, well, I like Tim Pappas. Oh, I like Trevor Loud. No, that Jake McCauley, what a great kid. Well, that's who we have coming. Those are the people that are out there speaking up for liberty. Those are the people that are talking about faith. Those are the people that are talking about freedom. Those are the people that are talking about goodness and morality.
I am just amazed.
You
just have to suck it up, Terry.
That people can swallow this.
You just have to suck it up, Terry, because if you say anything about our congressman or hold him accountable for anything, you are a bad guy, and that's the Washington game playing that's
constantly
going on.
Well, we need good people to run for office and to run for different offices, and I can already see Doc sitting there starting to squirm a little bit. So, yeah, there he goes. I can see him from here. I can see you through the phone, Doc. But what a wonderful man you are, Doc. And you know, with your heart in the right place and understanding things, the simplicity and the genuine heart you have. Boy, how many people here, if we were to take a vote out of the four of us, would think that
we got a heartbreak coming?
Would be good to run for office.
You're going to get cut off, unfortunately. Yeah,
we got a heartbreak here at the top of the hour.
Top of the hour. So stick with us, everybody, and we'll get more into what Doc has to say. This is KCNR 1460, home of the community radio for the North State.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. Terrorism will be the topic tonight when President Obama talks to the nation at 8 p.m. Eastern Time from the Oval Office. House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Michael McCaul told Fox News Sunday that the president needs to be more realistic with the American people about the threat posed by Islamic extremists to the United States.
He seems to want to downplay this threat all throughout his campaign narrative into his presidency. And I think the American people deserve to know what the truth really is.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Attorney General Loretta Lynch said Mr. Obama will discuss how the government is working to protect the American people.
I think what you're going to hear the president say is to call on the American people to pull out the best in themselves and not give in to fear at this time.
When it comes to confronting terrorist threats, including the shootings in San Bernardino this week, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump said people who see what they think is suspicious behavior shouldn't be concerned about racial profiling.
So many people knew, they thought that this man and this woman, you know, whether he was radicalized or how he became, they thought something was going on. Why don't these people report it to the police?
Also appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, GOP presidential candidate Chris Christie said there are two changes he would make to attempt to stop terror attacks in the U.S.
Increased intelligence and increased law enforcement activity. That doesn't mean there are guarantees, but if you give these people the tools, they'll act constitutionally and they'll prevent many, many more attacks than we'll get through.
Former President Jimmy Carter apparently is cancer-free. His grandson says no cancer was detected the last time the former president underwent a scan. College football's Final Four officially announced. Top seed Clemson plays number 4 Oklahoma, and Alabama gets Michigan State. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area, risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-881-6941. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-881-6941. 800-881-6941. That's 800-881-6941.
One person is dead, another arrested, and a police officer injured in a shooting this weekend at a motorcycle shop northwest of Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
It started shortly before 9 a.m. Saturday when Neenah police received a call about shots fired and possible hostages. Officers responded and evacuated nearby homes and businesses as a precaution. During the hours-long standoff, a male came out of the building holding a weapon and did not comply with police instructions to drop it. That person was shot at by officers, but also may have been shot at from inside the building. He later died. Police are uncertain what spurred the initial confrontation or exactly how many hostages had been inside, but estimates are between 3 and 10. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Police in Miami Beach say they killed a razor-wielding man suspected in a bank robbery. They say he walked out of a barber shop with a straight-edge razor in his hand. Shots were fired. The suspect was killed. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. The Ford Motor Company says its Kentucky truck plant will be undergoing a large expansion.
We're investing $1.3 billion to create the all-new Super Duty truck next year, and also adding 2,000 new jobs to the plant.
That's Joe Hinrich, Ford's president of the Americas. He says the new truck will be more fuel efficient.
In our case, with the new Super Duty, we're going to change the body from steel to aluminum, which takes 350 pounds of weight out, which also allows us to have better fuel economy.
The Detroit-based automaker has steadily added capacity to its Chamberlain Lane facility and at its Louisville assembly plant since the economic downturn. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel is denying there was a cover-up in last year's shooting of a black teenager by a white police officer. He rejects the idea that the release of squad car video of the shooting was delayed because of his re-election campaign. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Take your passion,
Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show, and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical,
the devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters,
the wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group, and the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show!
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a wall, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Sovereign Mind Radio, we're back. That's all right. We've been.
We're just going over all kinds of stuff during the break and.
Good grief.
You know, talking about, yeah, chatting about what all's going on in the system and the machine.
Like, Leland Yee was sitting in jail and still managed 300,000 votes in the state of California.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah, 27%, like we said, would vote for a pet rock if it painted a red star on it. So.
Shows you what the gun control proponents do in their real life.
Well, the gun control is never going to happen because that's World War III anyway, because as soon as you start going house to house to try to take everybody's guns, it'll turn into a battle, I guarantee you. There's too many people that understand that whole gun control thing is about control and not gun control.
Yeah, what I hear that there was 190,000 people that after the shooting in San Bernardino went for...
Yeah, there's record sales. They can't keep up with it.
Yeah, something like 190,000 people went.
Well, I think that's what a lot of people miss in the gun control argument too, is we're not worried they're going to take our guns away because we will stop them from doing that. What we're really worried about at the end of the day is them provoking a situation where we have to stop them from doing it.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Nobody wants violence.
Do we still have Terry on the line?
Oh, no.
No, okay. No, just checking.
If they want my guns, they can come and pry it
out of your cold, dead hands. Well, I'm kind of hoping that we pry theirs from their cold, dead hand because I'm kind of hoping that I'm not going to be the one that dies in the shootout. But, that being said... I think we need to, we've got a bunch of stuff to cover today. There's so much, you know, with that Greg Hunter clip, and now we have the doctor in here. And I think he wanted to talk, he had something special or something that you wanted to talk about. I'm assuming it's the San Bernardino attack, and then we can kind of go from there. Is that where we're going?
It's actually starts from there.
Okay.
But it's more about getting back to fundamentals as well. Red was just saying during the break that, and you were saying, Linda, that we have no fundamentals left.
Nope.
No, we have no anchor left. And what do we need to do? Because this is just a part of a symptom. It's not the real problem. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, you mentioned that I might have to throw you out of the studio. And I basically said I'm not above that, but you know, so I guess you're going to go down a road here that maybe we need to go down of responsibility towards ourselves and our Constitution and our freedom, as opposed to all about a consumer-oriented, you know, it's like Christmas, all that matters is getting gifts instead of the meaning of it, that type of thing.
We've lost all that.
So let's just start from what we know. We know that there was a Christmas party in San Bernardino, and two people gunned down, 14 people?
14.
And wounded 20. And these two attackers were Muslims, and they're dead. And of course, our president is living in his own castle, saying that we are safe from ISIS, which is a JV team, and we have nothing to fear about. And this was just a mad man, mad woman with the too many guns in their hands, because the laws are not enough to prevent guns in their hand. But the reality is, as we know, California is one of the highest standard for gun purchase, and none of those laws prevented guns in these people's hand, and they circumvented the laws. They actually tinkered with the guns to change them to make it more deadly. So none of those things would have prevented this tragedy. No. Nor will turning a blind eye to the terrorism or the seeds of terrorism prevent the tragedy. And that's what I want to talk about. What's the real problem here? Because I can guarantee you that whatever president says or does, these kind of things will happen more and more in future.
And they've actually happened more during his presidency than any other time.
Right.
Well, it's the denial of the facts. I mean, you know, the denial of what's actually happening out there is the problem. The denial, I mean, I've got a report here that I just was trying to pull up here from Judicial Watch. That basically says that, you know, there's Middle Eastern men arrested near Mexican border with steel cylinders. This was on December 4th, by the way.
Yeah.
So does that, I mean, that's what we're talking about. I mean, you know, the denial, and I think it's absolutely on purpose. I mean, the media is complicit. You know, this is not going away. You're right, because we're not even addressing the problem of stopping the radicalization from happening in America.
Yeah, and the game is a little bit deeper than that. The game these people are playing is not just that they do not want to protect America, or it's not just that they don't want to say the word Islamic radicalism or something. That's not the real game. The real game is actually deeper than that. And the real game is to tear the social fabric. They want to tear the social fabric of the country so that they can control the people. And that's what I want to talk about today. Because world will always be a dangerous place. Mm-hmm. It has always been a dangerous place. If I believe that president or anybody else is out there to help me and secure me, I am mistaken.
That's right.
Nobody, anyone who says, I'm here to protect you, I'm actually suspicious of this person's motive. Because no one is out there to protect me or the things I love. I have to protect the things, my family, my values, my hard-earned labor, rewards, whatever I have to protect myself. And that's what we need to understand, that no one is out there to protect us. We have to protect ourselves. We have to come up with a plan. How are we going to defend ourselves? Even with the best of intentions, let's just say we have the best president in the world. We have the best government in the world. Even with that, how will you protect from someone who just goes under the radar and one fine day decides to do something really bad? It's impossible.
Can't.
You president, even the best president cannot.
The question becomes then, at that point, are you armed or disarmed?
Exactly. So the question becomes that, are we armed or disarmed, and do we have a plan? Are we prepared for it? Are we prepared for it physically?
Yep.
Are we prepared for it mentally? I wish, and I'm sure a lot of you guys would wish that we were there to come between those terrorists and those people who were murdered or wounded. And I'm not saying it's a part of a bravery or anything.
Sure.
I don't want to die, and I'm sure no one wants to die, and no one wants to get hurt. But don't you wish that you were there if you could do something and just maybe nothing? Maybe we would have died. Maybe we would have been wounded. But we have to be physically and mentally prepared to defend what we love. So I want to start with this thing. We have to be very clear about it. What are we defending in the first place?
Well, that's it. I mean, freedom, comes from values that we hold dear, values principles that we as a society need to internalize and understand why they're valuable.
Absolutely. We are defending the body of the country. We're defending the people. We're defending the border. But more than important, we are defending its heart and soul. Mm-hmm. The soul lies in its values. And what are those values? Unless we understand that and we come back to this fundamental anchor, we can become a country like Russia. We can kill all the terrorists and still be a bad country.
Yep.
Right?
Because don't have a good foundation.
Right. So are we just trying to protect the border, the people? Are we just trying to... Elites can do very well. They can defend the country, but if they enslave their own people, then it's not a good country we are defending.
Well, that's why our country was special. That's what gave us the difference.
That's American exceptionalism.
Absolutely.
It's about individual sovereignty. And what I believe is the soul of the country is individual liberty and equality of natural rights,
mm-hmm.
individual sovereignty. And that's first thing I want to be very clear that that's what we are defending. And there will be times when the world is a dangerous place, we'll be under the gun, we'll be looking at the barrel, and we will be scared, and we will say, come and protect us, we'll ask for help, and the government, in the name of helping us, will actually destroy that value. And that's what I want to talk about a little bit more.
I think that's already begun, to an extent.
Because what they're doing right now is that they're trying to break the social fabric. They're making us suspicious of each other. They're making us fight with each other, whether in the name of Republican versus Democrat, one person versus 99%, native versus outsiders, whatever it is. That's the real goal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because what we need to defend these values is strength to prevent and defend whenever these attacks happen. We talked about physical and mental preparation and armed preparation. But we also need the character. We also need to remember that our character is under attack too. When Donald Trump says that let's kill all the family members of the terrorists, I don't agree with that.
No, I don't either. I didn't like that comment.
Let me say this. If I'm willing to come between a terrorist and the people who are gunned down, I'm also willing to come between Donald Trump and the terrorist families. These two perpetrators who killed 14 people, absolutely evil, but they also have a 6-month-old child.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for Donald Trump. Is he willing, is he ready to shoot that 6-month-old child in cold blood? And if he's ready, I will come between that.
Yeah, because that makes you just as bad as the enemy. But at the same time, you can't allow these people to come in here and have the ideological slant that they have.
Exactly. So who is our real enemy here?
The government, of course.
Right. So we need the strength and we need the character to stay good. But we also need the wisdom to understand the students are separate.
Right.
We should not confuse the strength, capability of killing, with the character. Our character lies in our values of our Declaration of Independence. That's our soul. So this politics of fear and hatred, that's not going to take us anywhere.
Yeah.
There is a better way. There is a better way about that. But that better way has been clouded by the confusion. And we are being constantly bombarded. We are constantly being confused deliberately by the elites make us fight with each other. We are brainwashed by whether it's too much television, whether it's too much. And I didn't say television. I said too much television, too much of cinema, too much of sports, too much of social media, too much of Twitter, too much of Facebook, too much of divisions on the basis of 1% versus 99%, Democrat versus Republic, this issue versus that issue. We are being distracted intentionally so that we don't see the real person who's pulling the strings behind the curtain.
Which is why it's so important that we get off the rabbit trails and out of the weeds about these weird little individual arguments and things that don't matter, and get back to the core principles, the fundamentals of our country and what it means, and come together and defend that.
And that is a better way. There is a better way. So, and this, I understand. I'm fearful also for my life, for my family's life, you know, when the terrorism happens. But we cannot let the fear dictate it. We cannot let the hatred dictate our course of action, hatred of anyone. There is a better way. And there is a better way which was shown by Jesus, which was an unconditional love for everyone, without being judgmental. And if we deviate from that, that will be the real downfall of us. That will be the real defeat of us. What we have to understand is even Muslims are not our enemy. Our enemy is the idea of Islam.
Right.
The idea that there is nothing beyond a particular book. The idea that anyone who doesn't believe in that is not part of the brotherhood. That idea is the problem. And we have it completely opposite. People say, oh, Islam is good, but Muslims may be bad. What I say is, no. Muslims are also the victims of the same ideology. Which is that you have a brotherhood only if you believe in that particular prophet or particular book. And you cannot change that. You have to live by that life 1400 years later.
And not
that's
only,
the problem. That idea is a problem.
And not only that, if there are others that choose not to believe that way or believe differently, that it is your duty to execute them, to kill them.
Yeah, absolutely. That idea is the problem. But that idea is the exact opposite of what the idea of Jesus was, unconditional love.
Yeah, tolerance.
Love thy enemy even. Now, I can't do it. And most of us can't do it, probably. You know, even those who say that, oh, we believe Jesus is God, even they can't do it. And if someone can do it, I'm very happy for them.
Right.
My respect for them. But it's very difficult for you, for at least for me, to be tortured and punished and insulted and be crucified and still say, forgive them, God, because they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, and I agree to a certain point. I also agree that you have the right to liberty and self-defense.
Yes.
And when you're being attacked by an enemy,
then you have to have strength.
You have no
Absolutely.
Choice but to defend yourself. You know, where you draw the line on that defense, again, is the what separates civil society from an animalistic, barbaric society, which is what we're dealing with, and we have to come to grips with that. You know, the Islamic, you know, there's a lot of Islam in the world. But there's a third or a 28% or whatever it is that believe in a system of basically barbaric, animalistic doctrine. I mean, these guys are off the charts.
There's a difference here too that I would like to point out and express is there are 1.6 billion Muslims in the world, and they estimate, you know, or however many percentage.
I heard it's 10 to 20%.
10 to 20% are radicalized.
Right.
Okay. And the rest of the Muslim population goes, hey, that's not us. Don't blame us. We're okay. The difference is in our country, if we had Protestants running around blowing up mosques or blowing up Sikh temples or anything like that, we, the rest of the 80% of the Protestants that weren't radicalized, would be on those guys like white on rice to put a stop to them.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be sitting back throwing up our hands going, hey, don't blame us. We would be self-policing and would not allow those things to be conducted in the name of
our
religion. Well,
that's why I think you got to get these guys out of here almost in general. I mean, you know, I believe in freedom of religion, but not when it conflicts with my peace and my religion.
So what I say is that what we need to do is we need to bring the message. We need to bring the message of Jesus. We need to bring the message of Declaration of Independence and the message of Constitution to them.
I agree with that.
I want they are also suffering.
Well, that's the immigration thing. Here's the thing. If you want to assimilate into our Judeo-Christian culture of freedom, liberty, self-reliance, self-responsibility, loving, you know, following the golden rule, loving your neighbor as yourself, which is basically what you're saying. I'm all for that. But you don't let them in when they want to bring their culture with them, because their culture is directly in opposition to our culture.
That's well, anything, I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. I was going to say, at the same time, we can't bring more people in when our foundation, like Doc's saying, and we've been saying, is broken.
It's crumbling.
We have to fix our foundation and be strong before we can allow...
Before you can help anybody.
No matter what religion or where they're from or who they are, it doesn't matter.
Let's see, that's what irritates me, though, is we have the capability to bring those people here. America has the space. We have the resources. We have the ability. We have the knowledge. We have the capability. But it is our government that is in the way of allowing
well,
us to do it.
Why? Because
it
what they're doing.
Insane.
If you had the people coming in and they were going to assimilate into a free society that worked and produced like the rest of us should be doing,
yes,
instead of 50% of us on the government dole, and they were told when they got
yeah
here that you have to sink or swim to a big degree, and you're not going to get a lot of help from us or the government or this, you have to be self-reliant, that'd be a whole different story because they would start producing. You know, but they're told immediately that when they come in, that they're going to get this, 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 and this, and this. They're going to be, you know, given food stamps and welfare and housing subsidies. See, that's the problem in the first place, is nobody should have all that crap.
You're absolutely
yeah
right. The problem in first place is to have those policies that you're giving people something for being lazy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that is applied universally. And whether people come from outside or people from inside.
Right.
I mean, if you see... Who's destroying our country more? I would argue that these two people who killed 14 people are less responsible. I mean, they're responsible for the destruction, but aren't our politicians, who are actually not Muslims, aren't they more responsible for destruction of our country? Because they are actually destroying our soul from inside. They're destroying our systems from
yes
inside. Going away from constitution.
Well, that's why I always go back to the money. That's the corruption. That's the start of the corruption. And if you're going to get religious here, you know, I always ask people the same question. When was the only time that you ever, you know, read about in the Bible Jesus being angry?
I remember that. When he goes to the temple and throws away the table of the people who were doing business in the God's temple.
That's right. The
money
changers.
That's the only time.
The money changers. And he wasn't just angry. He scourged them
yes
with a whip.
Yes.
Now,
that's the only time.
When you think about that, see, that says a lot to me. That's why I always go to the money and the banking, because that is what is corrupting our government. Because if you take our example, our esteemed congressman who's local, you know, he even said at one of the meetings, I hate this money part. I take it and I vote the way the money wants me to, but I hate it. I don't even like to touch the checks. But at the same time, I still take it.
And I won't do anything about it.
And I vote the way they want me to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And actually, I'm going to talk about it a little bit later about that.
I think we probably need a break right now.
Okay, we'll go to a break. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Go! that time of year again. Cooler weather, fun-filled festivities, warming up by the fireplace, and family get-togethers. Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society wishing you happy holidays. As we go into the holidays this year, our goal is to find 300 forever homes for our homeless animals. What could be better than adding a new furry family member during the holidays? We have many wonderful dogs and cats looking for a home this holiday season. Please come by Haven Humane Society off 273 or visit our website at havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow all of the animals both available for adoption and adopted. For more information, call 241-1653. And from all of us at Haven, we wish you a happy holiday.
Hi, this is Linda and Carl Bott. Join us Friday, December 11th at View 202 as we kick off Jingle Through the Weekend on the Veranda and the V Room with a fabulous cocktail party featuring fun martinis, lots of appetizers, beer, wine, and my jazz quartet from 7 to 10 p.m. And our veranda features fire pits and heaters to keep the area cozy.
And Linda, this is also a great opportunity for our community to support the United States Marine Corps Toy for Tots program by bringing a new unwrapped toy and giving it to one of our local Marines. These toys stay in our community and ensure more children have a nice Christmas.
Tickets for this holiday event are $50, with $10 from each ticket sold going to Toys for Tots. Buy your tickets at View202 and join us for a great evening as we celebrate the beginning of the Christmas season of joy and giving.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams. During my 22 years of military service, I had the honor of working beside many brave service women. They are the fastest growing population of veterans, and they can be a great asset to your company. Women veterans are trained to take initiative, adapt to change, and they're quick to learn. If you're an employer or a woman veteran, call the U.S. Department of Labor at 866-487-2365 or visit careeronestop.org.
Who doesn't love Dickens' classic story, A Christmas Carol? Christmas isn't the same without its fascinating tale of spirits, adventure, greed, and of course, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Join us this holiday season for the Reading Civic Repertory's magical debut of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
Fabiano Altamura's new adaptation will have it all, from gorgeous sets to spooky spirits and music that will have you dancing the humbug.
Will Ebenezer Scrooge get what he deserves, or will the miser choose a different path? Come and find out on December 19th and 20th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get tickets at the Reading Civic Auditorium's box office. Call 229-0022 or at readingcivic.com.
Brought to you by Meeks Lumber, Zimmer Construction, Hudson Entertainment, and Hilltop Medical Clinic. Don't miss this Christmas spectacular. Christmas Carol, A Love Story. December 19th and 20th, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Someone knocking at the door, somebody ringing the bell. Someone's knocking at the door, somebody's ringing the bell. Do me a favor, open the door, and let them in. Who's that? Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing the bell. Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing the bell. Do me a favor, open the door. I let them in. Yeah, let them in.
Sovereign Mind Radio. We're back, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State, and we're just let them in. Yeah, just let them in. What could go wrong? You know, I mean, yeah, someone's knocking at the door. I mean, I saw this song this morning. I'm thinking, hey, just let them all in. You know, what does it matter? I guess when they start killing people, then maybe we'll pay attention. They've been infiltrating the borders. You know, when I say they, I say the radical Muslims. I mean, there's story after story after story. I mean, I was just looking at the one, you know.
Well, we've already let some of them in. As the talk was saying, we've already let them in.
They're already here.
Them or the government. They're in.
So, you know, when I see a story like this from Judicial Watch. Now, this is Judicial Watch. These are a bunch of attorneys, you know, and I've been following Tom Fenton stuff for a long time, and they're not shooting from the hip, you know. And you've got, you know, three men arrested near the Mexican border with steel cylinders. You know, on top of that, you know, there was also six men, you know. The disturbing incident comes just days after six men, one from Afghanistan, five from Pakistan, were arrested in nearby Patagonia, Equate Ranch town, 20 miles north of the Mexican border city of Nogales. Federal authorities confirmed that the arrest, 17 arrests. Okay, so how many are we missing is the question. And, you know, is this the precursor to what's happening? Is this going to be the trend from now on? And how many terrorist attacks have we had already? Well, what about the one in Oregon? I guess we just won't mention that. I mean, the guy was definitely a Muslim.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about Fort Hood?
Fort Hood, Chattanooga. It just goes on and on and on. And we just keep being told that, hey, there's no problem. And I swear, if you're not around packing a gun here or getting your control, your concealed weapons permit or just staying at home and being armed, you're crazy at this point, in my opinion. You know, we're probably more insulated in the North State here than most places because I looked at a map of where all the attacks are. We haven't had one up here. It's been mostly towards the East Coast, Southern California, a few other places, Oregon. But
it could happen anywhere
at any
time. It
could happen anywhere at any time. So we need to realize that. Now, do we have a caller or something?
I think the government and the president are intentionally letting it happen, taking a backseat, in my opinion, not doing anything actively.
Sure.
So that people get more and more frustrated, furious, and just... go for
are they set, I guess the that, question is what we talked about is are they setting us up?
Yes. They're setting us up.
They're setting
building
us up.
The hate.
Yeah, they're building, hate,
building the hate,
and they're setting us up so that they have to come in and solve the problem.
Right. And so that they can call us, hate us.
So they're going to create the crisis as usual, which they've done has been their pattern all along. You know, the politics of division, divide and conquer. When you're in the military, you learn two strategies typically. One is to unite so that you can unite the fighters behind you so that you can, you know, win the day. Or trying to divide the enemy and conquer them. And so I totally agree with you that that's what's happening right now, is that the politics of division. And, of course, we're going to beg for them
to help us.
For the poison, you know. And this has been done, and the economy is going to be a part of this. The economy is collapsing by anybody's judgment who has half a brain who looks at the real figures. And, you know, this whole jobs report this last week and the fake stock market, I mean, gosh, you could tear that apart within minutes if you just do some research. But
that's the whole point. They're trying to push us to be fearful. They're trying to push us to be insular. They're trying to push us to be reactionary. They're trying to push us into a society that is absolutely anathema to what we are as Americans.
Exactly.
And we have to continue to maintain the sense of duty and honor that we have to this country to continue to judge people as individuals. That's vital we don't lose that.
And I guess with that, we have Peter on the line. Good morning, Peter. Do you have a question or comment for us?
Yeah, good morning. Look, I'm a great Trump supporter. I love Ted Cruz. But I want someone in there that... that basically will kick ass, and there's no one running for people like me, standing up for people like me and you guys, like Donald Trump. But listen, the interview I heard when Trump was asked, when he said to go after their families, he didn't actually say kill them. He backtracked and said, I will make them suffer. Now, I don't know whether you've seen the ad in the paper this morning, the cartoon in the opinion page.
On the wretched fleshlight?
It's a very good one. It's very evil. And And, you know, I've read Chris Kyle's book, and I'm page 319, and, gosh, I'm not much on this internet stuff, but I just pulled up page 319 of Chris Kyle's, and he's interviewing this liberal bloody idiot reporter that's asking him about, you know, how do you win the heart of the Islam or the terrorists and or Muslims. And he turns around and says, when we went into Ramadiya, we told the terrorists, he said, when we started, the decent or potentially decent Iraqis didn't fear the United States. They did fear the terrorists, however. The U.S. told them, well, we'll make it better for you. The terrorists told them, we'll cut your bloody heads off. Who would you fear? Obviously, the ones that are going to take your heads off. So who would you listen to? I'm throwing a bit of Aussie in here. When we went into the Ramadi, we told the terrorists, we'll cut your heads off. We will do whatever we have to eliminate you. Not only did we get the terrorists' attention, we got everyone's attention. We showed that we were the force to be reckoned with. That's where the so-called Great Awakening came. It wasn't from kissing ass up to the Iraqis. It was from kicking butt. The tribal leaders saw that we were the badasses and they'd better get their act together, work together, and stop accommodating the insurgents. Force moved that battle. That's a very important word. Force moved that battle. We killed the bad guys and brought the leaders to the peace table.
Well, we quit doing that a little while ago, Peter, because we started funding the bad guys and helping the bad guys and protecting the bad guys, and that's the problem. And now the bad guys are here, and we have a traitor in the White House who has basically been aiding and abetting the enemy.
Listen, all I'm pointing out here is, listen, you know what? It's a terrible thing to have to even think that you got to go after someone's family. But let me tell you this. Those bastards will go after yours. I mean, look at Robert Stevenson's, probably America's most knowledgeable guy about terrorists in America, and he's on 24-hour watch. He's in hiding. Why? Because he wrote a book about Muhammad and what Muhammad was really like. It's terrible to actually think, and in the cold light of day of a reasonable conversation on the radio between sane people, it's hard to accept that, you'd actually go after their families. But in the end, we are dealing with such an evil here, and Americans have their head up their asses so far they don't know what's going on. And I'm American, I love this country with a passion, and that's why I'm so passionate about it. I can't believe what we're giving away and without even firing a shot here. I just want, when that thing about Trump came up, he backpedaled when he was asked by this idiot bloody guy that was asking him, Brett Hume or whatever.
That was O'Reilly, actually. I got to get that in there because...
Oh, it was O'Reilly. Okay.
It was O'Reilly.
Well, he backpedaled and said we'd make them suffer. Now, as I say, no one in the cold light of day would turn around and say, oh, yeah, we're going to go in there and kill their families. But the cold fact is that if you want to stop this crap, that's what you're going to have to do.
I disagree.
I disagree with that. And there's a verse that sticks out to me that says that no child shall ever be made to pay for the sins of the father.
Amen.
But we are dealing, these are not...
You've got to be careful that you don't become who you hate the most here. That's the question.
Because then we become the evil.
Peter, I brought this, so this is Dr. Dhanuka. Let me just say that I absolutely 100% agree, and those who know me well enough, that I believe in the strength. And I mentioned earlier also, there is no question in my mind that evil must be fought with absolute determination and strength, and they must be killed. I will have no hesitation shooting someone who is hurting an innocent person. And I think it must be done. But,
excuse me,
I will also defend the right of a child, innocent child, to my death, even if the parents did the most evil things.
I could not go out and do anything
I
like
understand.
That myself.
I understand.
Even in, I just know I couldn't.
Peter,
but
I know.
However, in the scheme of things, I understand the. I mean, I've been in Africa. I met people in Africa. Early 20s, mid 20s. Well, my wife and I were young then too, and we met guys that they're just driving through from South Africa to England, and they came across a bunch of Muslim soldiers in Uganda. They threw him in one jail cell, his wife in another, and they all turned around and raped his wife in front of him, and then took everything they bloody had and then told them to get on their way, and we met them in Sudan. I can repeat that story time and time again, raping 62-year-old women in a campground we were in Kenya. And they panged the guy's head with, had to have 22 stitches, and five guys raped his wife. We're talking about evil here.
And
the
evil
only way
must
to get rid
answered,
of it all is get rid of it,
we
period.
We cannot become the
which,
evil ourselves.
Unfortunately,
yeah, I gotta
may
agree.
Or may not include the kids.
Well, I got to
disagree. You don't
want
to become them.
Well, and another thing that I want to point out is do not be driven the way that they're trying to drive you. Do not become insulated. Do not hunker down. Do not withdraw. Trust me, I understand better than anybody else the desire to just go hunker down, bunker up, and wait for the whole outhouse to catch fire. I understand that. It comes from the frustration of fighting this, but we have to stop. We have to resist. And the answer is to become even more unrepentingly American, to cling to our values even stronger than we do now.
I agree with that.
Not to be driven in the other direction.
Listen, as a matter of interest, I was in Uganda.
Yeah.
And I went around Uganda to the Ethiopian border and then came down into Kenya that way, in Sudan, and it was around 3 o'clock, and I was tonguing out for a beer, and I thought, we'll just go to the Ugandan border and see what's going on. Anyway, next minute I see this sign, all carved, burnt up, a sign. Anyway, it was a town we were in, and I thought, my God, we're in bloody Uganda. Anyway, I looked about 200 yards up north, and I saw all these soldiers running towards this Land Rover, and anyway, so I headed south where we were going. Unfortunately, I had a beautiful V8 American vehicle, and anyway, they couldn't catch us, but they took off after us. But I can tell you where that would have bloody ended up if they had. I mean, you're dealing with a mindset. There's evil in the world.
Absolutely, Peter. Only thing I say is be strong. Be strong in love. Be strong in love. Don't be fearful in hatred.
Absolutely.
Be strong in love.
Well, it's kind of like being a sheepdog, I like that comparison with Chris Kyle. Yeah, I mean...
I'm sorry to interrupt. I listen, as a matter of interest, I don't know whether you've read the book One Shot, One Kill.
I have.
That was about Carlos Hathcock.
Mm-hmm.
Carlos Hathcock was the greatest American sniper. It's just that back in those days, he was in Vietnam. Back in those days, they didn't have attorneys and government people running around counting everybody, see how many. But people should read Chris Kyle's book. But Carlos Hathcock, mate, he started the sniper thing back in in Vietnam.
Well, that's. To me, it comes back to noncompliance. I refuse to comply, and right now my government is trying to create an environment where we're insulated, where we're hateful, where we're fearful of people that are different, where we're fearful of each other, and I'm going to refuse to comply with that.
Well, I think we need to go to a break, probably.
All right,
thanks, Peter.
Peter.
All right, very good. And I'm going to say, I'm going to give a quote here. A hero is someone who understands the responsibility that comes with his freedom. Bob Dylan.
Peter, good to talk with someone who has an accent other than me.
And with that, I guess we're going to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
storm. Riders of the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. And packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wine at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wine can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, Christmas is coming next, so Kathy's got gift cards that you can get for the person that has everything. We have a whole bunch of new Toyo Tommy kerosene heaters in for Christmas and ready to go. Kurt and Ricky are delivering kerosene everywhere in the mountains. Cody and Gary are doing a lot in the plant, filling clear pearl for the portable heaters and propane bottles and bulk oil. And thank you to all the customers of ours that use the Muse card locks for trucks, cars, and equipment. Mike Alcorn, the driver of our shiny truck and trailer, has Driver of the Month Award for Cleanest Truck. Robin is doing a great job keeping up with all of our ag customers and corning and deliveries. Joe at Weaverville plant is very busy filling propane bottles and kerosene. Northern Lights Energy, keeping families warm, tanks full, and always there before you need us. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Whether it's a 7-year-old battling cancer, a dad injured in a car accident, or me, a mom of two saved by blood transfusions. Every 3 seconds, someone is in need of blood. You don't have to be a doctor, a firefighter, or a police officer to save lives like mine. Donating blood makes you a hero. Contact Blood Centers of the Pacific at our own Redding Shasta Blood Center, 221-0600.
Season's greetings. This is Mac McCraw, the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. As an Air Force retiree who previously deployed to Iraq, I know how important it is to graciously say thank you to all the currently deployed soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines for putting your life on the line every day to defend freedom so that all of us back home can keep safe. Merry Christmas to all of you, and we will see you soon when you come home. And thank you, Shasta County family members, for your support during the holidays.
Santa Claus has landed at View 202. On Sunday, December 13th, join Santa and his elf for brunch on the veranda. Enjoy bottomless mimosas, beautiful music by Linda Bott, and her jazz ensemble, the sensational sounds of Shasta High School's musical choir. Bring a toy to donate to Toys for Tots and have your picture taken with Santa. Don't miss out on this magical Christmas experience. December 13th from 11 to 1:30 at View 202.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
The rain is falling through the night.
Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. And, yeah, this is a pretty good discussion that we've got going here and talking about all this stuff. You know, philosophy, country, God, there's a lot of things going on here. You know, a country without a border is not a country, and that's Thomas Jefferson there. And, you know, the real deal is that we need to start coming to grips and understanding this stuff and internalizing it and becoming whole as a nation. And we're not going to do that until we get back to the founding documents, the founding faith. So with that, let's get Robert on the line. He's got a. Are you there, Robert?
Yep.
Do you have a question or a comment?
Well, I have a comment. We can recall in our news the last 10, 15 years that Israel has been going through a lot of problems, and they've dealt with the Muslims for many, many years, and they know that the children, they'll set their kids out there with bomb belts, and they'll use them as shields. Saddam Hussein put families in his bunkers. You know, they use them as a tool, and so you have to be really smart when you say you got to protect the children, because they'll be driving a truck towards your compound, and that'll be laced with an explosive and have their families right there. So you have to shoot them to get to them. And so, you know, this is terror. This is these people are evil. And, you know, yeah, they use their own, but they're teaching them to be evil, too. So it's really, really a terrible thing what's going on right now. And our borders have been, they let these people in unvetted, and they've been doing it for some time. You know, so we got cells right here. We might be just like Israel pretty soon.
I think we already are in a way, and I think that you're right. You know, we were just discussing, the question is, where do you follow the line? I think in the Chris Kyle American Sniper movie, the book, whichever you prefer, where he's got the kid in his sights. Excuse me.
And he doesn't take the shot.
And he doesn't take the shot because the kid puts the RPG down. And I guess that's, we each have to figure out where that line is for ourselves, because, you know, if the kid's going to take an RPG, you don't have a lot of choice to protect your guys. At the same time, do you just shoot him because he's part of the enemy?
Right.
So.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with Robert. I'm just saying it's going to be a difficult decision.
I agree.
But the thing is liberty is not clean. Liberty is dirty, and liberty requires casualties, unfortunately. To maintain a free and liberal society, there is no denying that we are going to take casualties for that. And we have to be willing to accept those casualties to come down on the side of right. Because if we surrender the right, because we're not willing to take the casualties to pay the price for liberty, we will become the evil and the light will go out.
Well, and we already are paying the price for not holding to our values right now. Look at what's happening.
Right.
We're dying anyway.
And
so.
They're going
to
cut us off. We're at the top of the hour, but we will continue this conversation on the other side. Please stay tuned. This has been KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. For the fourth time in his presidency, Barack Obama will address the nation from the Oval Office. Tonight's 8 p.m. Eastern Time speech will provide an update on the California shootings and terrorism in general. House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Michael McCaul told Fox News Sunday that the president needs to be honest about the nature of the terror threat in the United States.
That's radical Islamist terrorism. It does exist in the United States. We didn't see this one coming. There are no warning signs or flags. And we need to do a better job identifying the signs of radicalization from within.
Former National Counterterrorism Center Director Michael Leiter says the San Bernardino attack appears to be a product of the Islamic State group's campaign against the West.
It fits the ISIS playbook perfectly. ISIS, in some cases like Paris, may actually try to direct, but what it's really trying to do is inspire. So its directed activities are these inspired attacks.
Also appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Attorney General Loretta Lynch said that recent mass shootings have generated a national debate on gun control.
I think we have a number of issues here, and I think that dealing with guns is one way to handle the violent crime issues that we have in this country.
But speaking on ABC's This Week, GOP presidential candidate Jeb Bush said a change in gun regulations won't have any effect on ISIS.
The first impulse of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama is to have gun control. What the first impulse in my mind is, let's have a strategy to take out ISIS there so we don't have to deal with it here.
Police in Britain are treating a stabbing at a London underground station as a terrorist incident. They've arrested a 29-year-old man who reportedly said, "This is for Syria," before a violent attack that injured two people. Jimmy Carter's family says the former president is cancer-free. Carter is 91 years old. More on these stories online at townhall.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-881-6941. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-881-6941. 800-881-6941. That's 800-881-6941.
Secretary of State John Kerry says Israeli leaders should not advocate or allow for the collapse of the Palestinian Authority.
Are Israelis ready to accept the heightened risk that chaos, lawlessness, and desperation can allow terrorists and extremists to take hold of and fill the vacuum and take advantage of?
But Israel's prime minister is rejecting Kerry's warning. Benjamin Netanyahu insists his country is not heading toward becoming a binational state. The prime minister says if there is to be peace, the other side needs to decide that it wants peace. Less than 2 weeks before the release of the new Star Wars movie, George Lucas is about to receive the nation's highest award for a lifetime achievement in the arts. He and four others will be celebrated at tonight's Kennedy Center Honors in Washington. The president will hold a White House reception for honorees this afternoon. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. The drought relief picture for the next year is not looking especially bright for water-starved California.
State experts warn that public water agencies serving millions of Californians might get only 10% of their expected supplies in 2016. That's only about half the amount that flowed to them this year through the state's massive system of reservoirs and canals. However, this early estimate could change depending on the rain and snow that falls this winter.
Correspondent Rich Thomason says there's speculation that a strong El Nino weather system could drench California in the coming months. The teams are set for college football's Final Four. The College Football Playoff Selection Committee announced its official rankings today. Top-seeded Clemson will play number 4 Oklahoma at the Orange Bowl, and number 2 Alabama faces number 3 Michigan State at the Cotton Bowl. Both games on New Year's Eve. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Linda and Carl Bott. Join us Friday, December 11th at View 202 as we kick off
Jingle through the weekend on the veranda and the V Room with a fabulous cocktail party featuring fun martinis, lots of appetizers, beer, wine, and my jazz quartet from 7 to 10 p.m. And our veranda features fire pits and heaters to keep the area cozy.
And Linda, this is also a great opportunity for our community to support the United States Marine Corps Toy for Tots program by bringing a new unwrapped toy and giving it to one of our local Marines. These toys stay in our community and ensure more children have a nice Christmas.
Tickets for this holiday event are $50, with $10 from each ticket sold going to Toys for Tots. Buy your tickets at View202 and join us for a great evening as we celebrate the beginning of the Christmas season of joy and giving.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising 'cause we're fed up.
Stand
got
up.
Our house in order and got yours inside.
We're back, Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Community Radio for the North State. And, yeah, boy, what a lively discussion we're having today. You know, who'd have thought, you know, 5 or 6 years ago I would be doing a three-hour radio show with my sister, you know, talking about all this stuff.
That we would have to be talking about all this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, so incredible as it seems, you know, we've come a long way. And, you know, I don't see us going anywhere anytime soon because the problem is right in our face. And, you know, having vision and seeing it coming off from a long ways off is a blessing in a lot of ways. But
well, there's
it doesn't,
so much work to be done.
Absolutely.
Look at how much our country has changed in the last decade. What we've become in the last decade.
In five years,
yes,
our lifestyle
what have
has
we
changed.
I mean, I'd like to ask everybody an honest question and really think about this. 8, 10, 12 years ago, if Donald Trump had run for president, would you actually consider voting for him?
No, and I bet at least 90% of the people would said you're nuts.
But we've been pushed
you?
So far that we're actually considering it.
Yeah,
you're supposed to. I guess I dropped my salute too soon.
You did.
Sorry.
Yeah. There you go. Carry on.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you rank higher than me though.
Yeah. Oh, no, not at all.
But I think that's the point, and people need to start putting certain things into perspective. You know, 8, 10 years ago, nobody would have ever considered Donald Trump as a presidential candidate, but we have been pushed so far and become so radicalized and insulated that we are desperate for somebody saying the things that he's saying. You know, we are...
Most of the people are willing to accept anything. For a change.
I'm absolutely. Telling you, the biggest problem we got right now is climate change, all right? I mean,
You just go outside.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Walk
which
outside.
Climate change are we talking
I'm not
about?
Sure.
Are we talking about warming change or cooling change?
I'm thinking the climate change that's caused by the Fukushima meltdown that's killing the ocean. You know what's funny? And I just got to bring this up. I'm glad it's funny, but it's kind of interesting, is that we talk about climate change. We got all this stuff, the World Summit, blah, blah, blah. Has anybody said any? I got a whole, you know, composition here from Debbie. I'd go to the newswithviews.com that talks about the Fukushima carnage. And she has documented this thing, and it goes on and on and on and on and on and on, all the stuff. And all the meltdown and the stuff flowing and the fishes. And, you know, you got...
All the bad stuff that's out there?
All the bad stuff
that's
killing us, you know, ruining the oceans. I mean, documented stuff, dead salmon, dead whales, and nobody, not a word.
Well,
not a word.
The documentation that I need about Fukushima is I lived in Humboldt County for many years. I've got friends that are salmon fishermen and Dungeness crabbers and things like that. And they shut down Dungeness crab season this year for the El Nino algae bloom.
Yeah.
And I talked to my buddies. There's no algae bloom out there. They're finding radiation in the crab. That's why there's no crab season.
Well, they do that with anything. And Doc probably can testify this in medical. They just change the name or the wording so that you don't know what it is.
My question
is... you accept it. You accept that that's what's going on? Okay.
My question is, why are we talking about climate change and not a nuclear reactor meltdown? If we're really interested in the environment, and the environment is so important to all these people, that this is the most important thing in the world, how come we got a complete blackout on this Fukushima thing?
Because of the fact that we have a fissible uranium core floating around somewhere in the Pacific Ocean is not important.
Oh, you guys just don't get it.
It gives new meaning to go to the light.
You guys just don't get it.
It's kind of like the Fisher.
You're just haters.
Yeah. The fish are jumping and they glow.
Maybe they'll buy it, you know, 10 years from now when Godzilla actually shows up in Tokyo.
Godzilla.
And with that.
Godzilla!
We do have a caller on the line. Good morning, Billy Bob. How are you? Are you there, Billy?
No, stand by. Yep.
Uh-oh. Billy Bob.
Are you there, Billy?
Yes.
You're on the air.
All right, you're on.
You're on the air.
Well, thank you for taking my call. Again, Red, I listened to your show this morning. Well done. You guys do a heck of a job. And I do want to kick some accolade to Terry LaPoza with all his effort and energy that he is spending on the state of Jefferson. But again, you guys are having a heck of a little turnabout conversation, so I had to give my 2 cents. But again, Peter's call, I love listening to him. He is way, way cool. So my point is that, 10 years ago, Red, if we would have had the chance to vote for a businessman like Donald Trump, we should have done it instead of a status quo Bush incumbent standard bought and sold politician like Bush. We would have been a lot better off. Our monetary condition would have been in shape. Our economy wouldn't have been tattered. And again, 10 years ago, I would have voted for Trump, and I'm voting for him next year. And I'll tell you, anybody that doesn't vote for him is an idiot, because he's the only one that's going to turn the apple cart over and get the job done. All the other ones are just bought and paid for, just like LaMalfa. All right, let you guys go.
All right.
Billy, thanks, Bob.
Billy Bob. I just want to chime in here. How many times in history we have been fooled again and again by believing in an individual as our rescuer, as a politician? Million times, probably. It's not Trump is good or bad. That's not the issue, and I don't think Red was trying to say that. What is more important is the idea. Mm-hmm. The idea that any single politician, whether it's Bush or Trump or Obama or Clinton, are they going to do good to us? That's the whole problem. What we need is less government, more power in the hands of people.
That's it.
I think Joe Biden would have fixed everything if he could only have won.
You know, at the end of the day, the President of the United States of America is a singular person who we have allowed way too much power to be vested in.
Boy, that
and that's what we have to fix. We have to return the power to the people. And the thing that bothers me about Trump is our system of government has been corrupted. It has been bought and paid for. It has been destroyed from the inside. And Donald Trump is one of the people who openly admits that he bought and paid for the system that's broken.
Right, and you can't change it by just one person.
That doesn't compute with me that we have a broken system that's bought and paid for by somebody, so let's elect the person that bought and paid for the broken system.
It should be that the president should be much more irrelevant than he is.
Exactly. That's what we need.
No question about it. Yeah. But I keep coming back to, if I got a choice between Jeb Bush, Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump, It's hands down Trump. I mean, that's just the situation we're in, you know. I mean,
it's Canadian hockey and beer for me.
In that case, for me too. Then we're toast anyway. Well, I actually brought up this issue and about the Trump or other things. But really, my focus is not Trump. I really don't care much about Trump one way or other. Because for me, nothing is going to change. Nothing is going to change because the way Trump wants to decide, or way Clinton wants to decide, or way Obama is deciding, each one of them thinks that they know better. Each one of them thinks that he or she is the person who to take care of us and is telling us, is selling us this feeling of security while not doing anything. The reality is there is no one. The whole country was based on, this foundation was based on this premise that there is no benevolent dictator. There is no monarch. We are the custodian and protector of our own destiny. We are the captain of our own ship. If we are willing and eager, not just willing nowadays, eager to give the captaincy of our ship to one individual in hope that he will protect us in our lives, we are sadly mistaken. If we think that single president or anyone will protect us from terrorists, we are sadly mistaken. What I think is needed is exactly the opposite. What we need is we need to arm ourselves. We need to arm ourselves physically with the weapons, training, mental preparation, and not just that. And that's why I brought into the spiritual preparation. With a spiritual preparation doesn't mean the superstitions or rituals, but spiritual preparation that when the time comes, when we can take that shot to kill, then we have the wisdom to choose rightly.
Well, and I think it starts at the local levels. Right now, you know, if you look at the Board of Supervisors and the City Council, and you see that there's any morality going on up in there, you know, it's shut down by the majority of the politicians, and that's the problem. We have, as a society, have accepted lies as the normalcy. We have, as a society, have accepted cheating, lying, and stealing as a part of the deal.
That's it. Is one man is not going to fix it. The only thing that is going to fix and restore this country to the fundamentals is average everyday citizens like ourselves retaking the responsibility, retaking the power to protect ourselves, to ensure ourselves and our future.
And holding these guys that are representing us to be accountable and becoming the representatives ourselves so that we... So we start trying to, these values that we hold dear, so that we start implementing them in our government at the lowest levels and work our way up until we get back the nation that values of these Christian tenets of not lying, not stealing, not killing, you know, these moral tenets that our founding fathers set up the government on in the first place, because they said that if you weren't a moral society, you can't be free anyway.
Absolutely. And quit getting sucked into their game.
And I'm sorry, Billy Bob, but Donald Trump will be nothing but a continuation of the policy of Barack Obama. And let me qualify and explain this.
I disagree, but for the record.
Okay. Let me explain my thinking behind this, though. What has Barack Obama really accomplished in the last 8 years other than radicalizing the people of America, distorting us as who we are, angering us, making us insulated and fearful of our fellow neighbors? And Donald Trump is going to do the same thing. It's a continuation of the same policy of destruction in a different direction. Instead of us becoming that way, resisting what's going on, we're going to run ourselves off the cliff, accepting and running along with it.
Barack Obama has said that I'm your savior, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And I'll save you from the problems of whether it's climate change or whether this or that, or whether it's poverty or whether it is the hatred. All these politicians are saying the same thing.
I agree with
you.
That
I'm going to protect you.
I agree
with
you.
Why would we fall for that?
It starts at the low level.
What we need is here is the thing. Again, I will come back to this. Remember the message. The message is, it's not mine, it's not Red's, it's not Mark's or Lindy's. Its message is eternal. It was crystallized by Jesus. Right? Do unto others what you want others to do to you.
The golden rule.
The golden rule, right? And that message then further gets glory in Declaration of Independence, that all men are created equal with those inalienable rights.
From God.
Right? So individual liberty and equality is the message. That's my gospel.
I agree with that
now,
completely.
What we need is to stay strong in that message,
yep.
to defend that message, and exercise and live that message. Not just defend it. We have to live it first.
We have to downsize government at all levels.
So for that, what practically, on a practical level, what I suggest is we need to use our electoral democracy in this republic to exercise that, to make that happen. The onus is on us, not on a single individual who's going to run for president. And what we need to do is find the people who are going to be the messengers of that message. Not our representatives of my interest, you know, my business interest or my fishing interest or my corporate interest or my union interest. No,
yeah.
The messengers of that message.
I agree with
but
that. Totally.
We need the messengers, not the representatives. And we need the activists who are going to fight for that message, not the leaders.
I agree.
And we need to send them in the republic as our messengers, and we need to hold their feet to the fire. That they live by that.
Well, I think in general our politicians have been living by the golden rule. Who has the gold rules?
It's a different golden rule.
That's a different golden rule.
Right.
But that's been what's been corrupting our society is the interest of individuals over the interest of the morality.
We have
makes liberty
feel good at the time,
and we have allowed that. And the how we are going to hold their feet to fire. By reducing their power, by reducing the power of these people once they reach in the center of power.
Well, once you do that, see, then it's going to smooth things out because then you're not going to have these anomalies where
they can abuse it.
That's right. You have to have a rule of law, and the law is the king, not the king is the law.
So,
absolutely.
So for that, I would suggest two things. One is reduce the power of the government that they can exercise on individuals, number one. And, you know, you can go into the whole details of regulations and all those things and surveillance and all that. But the second thing is that these individuals should not be able to benefit from that central of power. What I mean by that is, for example, whenever they're elected and they're working in the Assembly or Senate or Congress or Presidency or wherever, they will be paid the amount which is average income of individual of their constituency with health benefits. Number two. After their retirement, which should be limited by two terms or whatever period we decide, after those terms, they will not be entitled to any pension or any health benefit afterwards. Earn your own damn living.
Mm-hmm.
And once we do that, then it's like a ring. It's a ring of power. Everybody wants to wear it because it corrupts their heart.
I agree.
And we need to take the power away from that ring.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I think I have my precious.
And I think with that, we have a caller on the line. Are you there, Lori?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning.
I so appreciate the topics you're covering. It's all interrelated. It's certainly connected. And for a lot of people, they'll just want to hone in on one. And that's fine. I'd rather have somebody do something than nothing. If I could briefly clarify what climate change is a word that I understand it completely excludes geoengineering. And I was at a rally last week in Chico, and we weren't sure we'd be welcome because we wanted to discuss and promote and advocate for what's going on in the skies. I'm hearing people coughing all the time, and the rain is not clear and clean, even though it's drip drizzle rain. And yes, I appreciate its moisture, but if people want to do samples, they'll find there's some interesting components and particles, nano. So if that can clarify, when people use the word climate change, it's really what's happening in Paris. I mean, that's all connected to stuff, too. And Chico had an event last week called Chico 350, and that was looking at solar, wind, organic growing, just those kinds of things,
which
are fine, but it doesn't include the biggest pollutant or happening in the sky all the time.
No, I understand, Lori. Let me interject something so that I get clarify to everybody out there. There's legitimate concerns about climate change, and there's legitimate people
Correct.
Out there who are legitimately concerned with what's happening out there, the pollutants and everything else. Then
Right.
there's the tier of government officials who are using this through the UN to have their own agenda be implemented against the people across the world so that they have more control over our money and more control over our lives. You know, that is a separate issue, and you got to be careful that they don't use that agenda and turn everything else into the pawns for climate change that are, you know, the answer is to keep consolidating more and more power into a one world government or a totalitarian government that we have. You know, so I agree that we need to get back to common sense things, you know, and I don't want to have any misunderstanding about the Fukushima thing, because, you know, I'm just concerned about Fukushima being a bigger problem than the climate change that we have now, and nobody talks about it at all in the government or the media, and that's, but at the same time, you have legitimate concerns like this, the geoengineering or whatever it is, and our water, and our, I mean, everybody wants clean water and clean food and clean air, but that's different than what's being promoted by the climate change artistry that's going on in our political machine. Does that make sense?
Yes, well said. It's exactly what I'm inferring, and Fukushima is going to be the one that will probably take out this planet. There's supposed to be one put in Atlanta, Georgia. They're looking at 60 more power plants. This one's already going to potentially take us out, like you've already mentioned, with the fish. What restaurant would serve fish right now? Get your radiation counter, Geiger counter going.
I'm telling you.
But if we break the power, the ring of power, wouldn't this all reset to a certain degree with what is going on, whether it's Fukushima?
Well, the damage is becoming so severe that it's going to be a problem no matter which way we go.
Right.
No,
but
it's in the rain. It's already everywhere. It's like a fishbowl. We've had, 4 years of this, of them just laying low. We didn't even hear about the BP spill for the longest time. That's still kind of
right.
With a little.
I understand that, Laura. I'm just saying, though, if we start doing our job,
which is holding the accountable
as stewards of our own country and everything, then wouldn't the foundation for that stuff start going away to a certain degree, because you would be disbanding their power and they wouldn't be able to do that and keep doing it?
They keep us so busy fighting the symptoms of the disease that we never focus on getting rid of the disease
very
itself.
Good.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
We are treating symptoms, and we have to stop.
Life is not.
It all has to stop, and we all have to regroup. And I agree, we can't take in more people this very second. I mean, you're just covering so many crucial topics right now. It's just amazing. Thank you so much. And then in closing, I was going to share, this friend of mine that I met online has thousands of pictures of the geoengineering spraying. He made slideshows and videos for Dane's MAR event this past August. He's done slideshows for me. YouTube just finally told him the other day that all his YouTube uploads are inappropriate, and all he's taking is pictures of the sky, decimated, crisscrossed, horrid colors, and so he's going to redo it and come up with an anonymous and a different name and go right back to it, because this isn't where he feels like he can be silenced. This is in the UK, and they're being slammed like many places on this planet. So just in keeping Red with Mark and Lindy of what you guys are talking about, our rights, our freedom, other countries also have their freedom of speech being just trampled. So this is where thank God you have the show, and I can be a caller on. Something blinked. Someone's calling me. That's why I'm like, oh no, they're going to shut us down again, the NSA. Anyway, I'll let you go on. Thank you for having your guest.
All right.
Well, thank you for calling in and giving us your viewpoint and everything.
All right, you guys are awesome.
All right, thanks.
And life is not easy. It has never been easy. We are actually just lucky to be living in a period of humanity which is substantially better than it was 1,000 years ago, 500 years ago, 5,000 years ago. So these dangers, whether it's a climate change or whether it's terrorism or whether it is some other problems, will always be there. I'm more, what scares me is more is that what kind of person are we going to be in that fear? And that's why we need to fight all these things. But I strongly believe, and that belief is based on evidence, I strongly believe that the solution to the problem is, there is a better way. The solution is to be strong in the love, to follow the message of Jesus, of loving thy neighbor,
It's not easy to do. Don't get me wrong. It's not that I can do it. I cannot do what he preaches. But just a mere attempt to follow that message can make us a little bit better person. And if that message is spread just a little bit, it pulls on our heartstrings, strings of our heart. It nudges us in a better behavior, and it makes us a better society. If we follow that principle, then we also follow the freedom, the liberty, and equality of everyone, and the Constitution. That's the right solution.
Well, when you ask me to love my neighbor, you obviously haven't seen my neighbor.
That kind of goes vice versa there. Yeah. If you only knew. Well, and there's no fence there that we, you know, you can just peer over. And
we have to go to a break. And with, well,
you don't find your way out of a hurricane by throwing your compass overboard.
Yep. That's okay. True. That's true.
There you go.
Very wise.
And with that, we'll go to a break. Again, if you have a question or comment, give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me.
U202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, U202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202-226-8439. That's 226-8439.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The unmistakable sound of the Temptations. Motown comes to Reading Sunday, December 6th at 7 p.m. Live in concert, it's the Temptations at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Don't miss the Temptations. For more than 50 years, hit after hit from the Temptations. Now live in Reading at the Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now. Go to the Civic box office. Call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the incredible Motown sound of the Temptations.
the smooth stepping and flawless presentation of Flair, Flash, and Class, come to the Reading Civic Auditorium with the Temptations live in concert December 6th. Get your tickets now at the box office. Call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the Temptations.
Whether it's a 7-year-old battling cancer, a dad injured in a car accident, or me, a mom of two saved by blood transfusions. Every 3 seconds, someone is in need of blood. You don't have to be a doctor, a firefighter, or a police officer to save lives like mine. Donating blood makes you a hero. Contact Blood Centers of the Pacific at our own Reading Shasta Blood Center, 221-0600.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
During the holiday season at Wellgate Sports Club, we want to give you the gift of health and fitness. Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, President and COO of Wellgate Sports Club. For a limited time, we are offering no dues until 2016. So call today at 768-1205 for your personal tour. At Wellgate Sports Club, you will experience exceptional every day. At Wellgate Sports Club, we wish all of you a happy and healthy holiday season.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
All right, move on. Nothing to see here. Please, Pittsburgh. Nothing to see here, please.
Everything is awesome.
If you haven't watched the Lego movie, you should, because the it's actually incredibly tongue-in-cheek on the jokes and what they talk about. Everything's awesome, you know.
How sad is it when one of the best social narratives out there is
the Lego movie? It's actually pretty good, and it's actually pretty funny. I mean, you watch it, and the guy goes, I'll get a Starbucks, and he says, it's $36. Oh, that's awesome. We're all the same. Oh, that's awesome. You know, it's actually pretty funny. So anyway, I guess, Jeff, something that you wanted to get off your chest, so to speak?
Yeah. The last segment, we mentioned Jesus saying of love thy neighbor, and of course, I find it very difficult at times to do that. Each one.
Again, you haven't seen my neighbor.
But the reason I wanted to bring that up is because there's a news about these two terrorists who killed people in San Bernardino, that their neighbors came out and said that we had seen something suspicious happening, people at night, and but we didn't want to say anything because we were afraid of being called racist. And I can understand that. And I can say that feeling is not a good feeling, because that prevents people from speaking up. I do want to add to that one more thing, though. I wish they went across the street, shook these people's hand, and brought them the gospel, the message of America, the message of Jesus, message of Constitution. Would it have changed these terrorists' mind?
Maybe not.
But if it's done again and time and again, will it change the world? I am 100% sure it will.
I think it already has.
So I encourage people to not be fearful. Not be timid in fear, but be strong in love. Go across the street, shake your neighbor's hand, give them the message, bring them the message, and maybe when you're talking with them, sitting with them on dinner table, you may actually really see something which is substantially suspicious, and you can report it. But don't be afraid of that.
Well, it's the old saying, a coward dies a thousand deaths, a brave man only one. And, you know, I try to live my life that way. You really have to not be afraid. And I don't really care if you call me a racist or, you know, I mean, I really don't at this point. I could care less because I know in my heart I'm not a racist. You know, I've been called everything in the book, and it doesn't even slow me down anymore.
But each one of us has racism inside us. I have racism inside me. What we do with that is the issue. Do we work against our prejudices? I have prejudices. I have seen it everywhere. But that doesn't make us racist. What makes us racist is if we act on that. Whereas if we act upon love, then it takes away the prejudices from inside our heart. What I'm trying to say is each one of us has to become apostle of that message, has to become the messenger of that message, and preach that message and take it to the people who do not believe in it. Whether they're new in the country, whether they're here for a long time, or whether they're outside the country. Take that message.
And it is, I believe, that message of peace and acceptance and tolerance and love that makes us worth saving.
Absolutely.
That's what makes us the shining light, is that is the kind of people that we are intended to be. Because if you remove that spirituality out of it, what are we? Because I'll be the first one to admit, without Jesus Christ in my life, I am fully capable of hatred and horrible things that are kept
all
in check
are.
By that belief. I mean, if it wasn't for that spiritual connection, I know some of the things I'm capable of.
Well, and then willing to confront the evil with the physical strength at the same time, if need be.
Well, I've always been the golden child. Just ask my mom.
I'm not going to say a word. Delusional.
but we must be the messenger of that message ourselves. We are the beneficiary of a republic which was founded on this principle, on this message. We are not entitled to this. We are not entitled to the good life we have in this country. But we are custodian of this.
Right.
We need to bring this to future generation. We need to bring it to the darkest corner of the world. We need to bring it to the darkest corners of the human heart. Even to our neighbor's heart.
The truth will set you free. So anyway, with that said, and I agree with you, I know I make light, but I think that you got to keep an element of humor in this stuff too, so you keep your sanity. Otherwise, what happens is you get so serious that you can't even think straight anymore, you know. And pretty soon you get these big furrows over your eyes and between your ears. And,
those.
Well, there's so much pressure from all sides. I mean, we've got pressure everywhere. The stress is already, I mean...
Well, there are days it's legitimately a sense of humor, a roof, and a rifle. It's...
I hate to tell you what they call
take
that.
Take the path of humor.
Yeah.
They have a medical term for that.
I'm either going to crack a joke or I'm going to kill someone. Anyway, we got a couple of stories that I want to cover before the end. We got about 15 minutes here. We really appreciate our guest coming in,
yes,
Dr. Paiush. Danuka.
That's right.
I said it right. I don't know. I think I know. Anyway,
we'll get you a cookie after.
We love the doctor. He comes in. His perspective is awesome, and his viewpoint as coming to this country is invaluable to teach the people that are already here that don't understand the message of freedom and liberty in the first place.
Yeah, and the reason that we have this program is so we can bring people like the doc on and whoever else. We don't censor people. We don't tell them what to say. Total freedom of speech to get out there to the people. So
now,
we
now
can help.
I only have one more thing to say. You got to get out. Get out.
Thank you.
What a pleasure it has been.
Anyway, there you have it. Just kidding. Kidding.
You don't really have to get out.
Yeah. I was just kidding. Sure, you can leave them. You can still
sure
talk.
Sure enjoyed the time that you came in.
I do want to bring up these, make sure that people look up these stories. Devi Kidd, that's Divvy Kidd, and look up what she's got to say about this Fukushima thing. The article was published November 29th, 2015. I think it's very troubling and enlightening at the same time. The other big message that I want to get out there today.
Go talk to a fisherman. They'll tell you. It's there.
Yeah, the I mean, it's a problem. So it's, and I don't see it going away anytime soon because they're still dumping it into the ocean, and I guess that doesn't really.
Well, it's not like radiation just evaporates and goes away. You know, I mean.
Yeah, it's funny how we'll have
it kind of hangs around for a while.
Yeah. So anyway.
We'll just bottle it and call it an energy drink.
Hey, I like
that. Hey, it'll glow in the. The coolers, and everybody can find their drink and know exactly which one they want.
Call it monster sauce.
Yeah.
You know?
Godzilla!
Spider-Man.
Glow in the dark flavor.
That's right.
There you go.
It comes in three or four different flavors.
Melts in your body, not in your hand.
There you have it. Okay, we wanted to say that let's talk. I also wanted to talk about this banking thing. Okay, that nobody's talking about. You know, we had this big attack by the Muslim terrorists. I guess that's how you say it: Muslim, Islamic, jihadist. I don't care anymore.
Radical terrorists.
I don't really care if they're Irish and they're terrorists. It's the same thing.
A terrorist is a terrorist.
You know, they just all happen to be Muslim. I guess that's kind of a clue. But you know, we're not going to attack anybody that's, you know. Unless they deserve it. But the S&P lowers the ratings of eight major U.S. banks on the Fed's new rules. Now, this is a big deal, and people just aren't, you know, grasping the situation here a little bit because, you know, what this, under the new Fed rules, basically, what it was set up to do is they say they're not going to bail anybody out unless this turns into a five or more bank global systemic problem. Well, if it's a global systemic problem, is it just going to hit one bank?
Yeah, there's only one bank in the whole world.
So what they're doing is, you know, this is going to be a problem because, excuse me, S&P has finally lowered their rating. They're actually starting to do the job that they should have been doing a long time ago. And this is Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan, Citigroup, Bank of America, Bank of New York Mellon Corporation, State Street Corporation, Morgan Stanley. Gee, doesn't it sound like the cast of the same old players, mm-hmm. The money changers were, you know, at the same time, 10 biggest Wall Street banks now faced legal action for price fixing in a $320 trillion derivative market. What could go wrong?
Everything.
So everything's being downgraded. They're being sued.
They wouldn't
sued.
Have any reason to be doing that.
Yeah, and they're kind of miffed at the Federal Reserve because the Federal Reserve is implementing these rules. I guess they should just give them carte blanche. But the real deal is the Federal Reserve is going to print us into infinity at some point. I see it coming. And they're going to start raising the rates here because they have to.
What does the Fed think if they start to do what they're supposed to do now that we're somehow going to magically forget at the end of the day that it was them in the first place?
I think that's the plan.
Yeah, I was going to say, but the Feds, isn't that the same as the bank because it's the same people and they're coming up with the regulations and the laws for the banks?
Yeah. Well,
what about federal banks rating?
What about federal banks rating? Shouldn't they be downgraded?
Well, you know, that's an issue, isn't it?
I mean, yes, they're under no scrutiny.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the whole point. Rand Paul.
Excuse me.
Rand Paul was trying to get a nod at the Fed deal. We already know they did a $16 trillion bailout the last time. So when you understand the scope of this, when you understand that there's $320 trillion in derivatives out there in this cartel, this worldwide casino, that they just keep printing out of thin air and stuffing into the market. Yeah. You know, when does the problem occur? It's already occurring, people. Our market is in collapse right now. And just because you get onto Channel 7 and they tell you we're here getting the facts right, the problem is they don't report any of the facts.
Actually, there was just a news that Feds apply a stress test to the other banks.
Right.
But when they were applying it internally inside, they were not being as strict.
Well, and they didn't. I think
they can't.
They think they failed.
They themselves will fail it.
So we have a worldwide global problem with the banking system, and it's
an ongoing problem.
An ongoing problem that can't go away because it's systemic and there's been no reforms at all.
Well, my problem with the banking thing is a lot of the issues that we've touched on today. Is there are solutions. If we're willing to do the hard work, if we're willing to do the right thing, we can shovel our way through those problems and get ourselves back on track. Sure. How do we get ourselves out of that? And I don't see a solution.
Well, not an easy one.
The solution is that we're going to feel the pain, and the solution is be as self-reliant as you possibly can. Be able to take care of your family as much as possible, because when this economy completely hits the bottom, you know, it's going to wipe out the middle class. And if you can't take care of yourself, you know, whether you have a garden or you've put some precious metals away or stored some food, those are the steps that you need to take if you haven't taken them already. The time is getting short, and we need to understand, you know, defending yourself. There's terrorists out there. What? You're not going to defend yourself? You're going to wait for the police to show up? Well, if this whole thing falls apart, how many times do you think you're going to call the 911 number before somebody's not going to show up? You think they're going to just keep showing up with this kind of thing happening to their families as well?
Well, and the police is designed for after the fact anyway. They're not proactive.
First 5 minutes are the most crucial ones.
Yeah.
The police do not exist to prevent crime.
Exactly.
The police are there to prosecute the crime and bring justice to the society that has been harmed.
And when I think Greg Hunter says it really well at the end of his every one of his little clips, you know, prepare yourself. Prepare yourself mentally, spiritually, physically. Prepare yourself, because that's really the answer to all this, is preparing yourself, getting ready for these possibilities to happen in your life, so that you can take care of yourself and your family. I guess we have to go to another break, and then we got one more segment here.
All right. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Yeah.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Foods store.
Flu shots provide protection against the flu virus. Owens Pharmacy reminds you, it's not too late to get a flu shot. Visit any Owens Pharmacy and get protected. No appointment necessary. Get a flu shot today.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, grocery, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, $2.99 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
lollipops and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near. The rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. That's how the shriek rain goes. So come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay. Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near. The rain goes, disappears near, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is
we're back. Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. Just a couple of issues here. I've got this. This is from The Hill. FBI chief is a wild card for Clinton. Okay. And evidently, FBI director James Comey is the pivotal figure in the 2016 presidential race that no one is talking about. Comey, a Republican appointed by President Obama. Now, that's an interesting deal right there, who enjoys a stellar reputation on both sides of the aisle, is investigating Hillary Clinton's use of private email server as a Secretary of State. Now, this could be a real problem because... Hold on a second. This could be a real problem for her because if she's charged, then her run is over. So it might just be... at the end of the day, Jeb Bush and Donald Trump and who's the other guy from Vermont? Bernie Sanders. Bernie, the communist, socialist Sanders.
Yeah, the communist, the radical, and the American wing of the Saudi Arabian family.
Yeah.
She won't be charged because she's guilty.
Well, maybe so. But interesting developments in that arena. The other thing I got here is... about gun control. All you need to know about gun control in 100 words. Gun control laws do not control crime because crimes are not committed by guns. They're committed by criminals. Criminals will always have guns because they do not obey the laws, including anti-gun laws. Those without guns are easy prey for criminals with guns. Gun control encourages crime. The right to bear arms was included in the Bill of Rights not to deter crime, but to deter oppressive government. Just governments honor and protect the right to bear arms. Oppressive governments fear and prohibit the right to bear arms. Guns are dangerous. The only thing more dangerous is not having them. Yeah, that was G.R. Griffin. So, not sure who keeps calling me. I got on my phone.
Don't forget about Pearl Harbor Day tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
They're having a remembrance at 9:48 in front of the courthouse, so don't forget that. Go out and show your support if you can do that.
Tea party tomorrow night.
We have Tim Pappas.
Tim Pappas.
Teaching the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. December 19th, we have the Servicemen's Feast down at the Veterans Hall at 1605 Ubit Street. So come out and join us for that.
Also, everybody, we got the next Sunday at the McDonald's Cemetery.
With Preston
Sharp, and you can get a hold of him at, what was the name of that website again?
GoFundMe.com, and I don't remember.
And that's Vets, Flags, and Flowers.
Yeah, there you go. And maybe we can help him out so he can meet his goal. What a terrific story and a nice thing that that little guy's doing. So,
how much more time we got, Bob? About a minute? About a minute. So we're down to...
thank you very much for having me here and letting me speak my mind.
Very good.
Thanks for coming in.
And shout out to Terry Rapazzo. Doing a good work, everybody. Tea Party needs to go. Keep going strong.
Absolutely. No question about it. So,
I don't know if there's much of anything else.
Well,
I guess... Have a good Sunday.
Yeah, have a good Sunday.
Have a good holidays. Get in some Christmas spirit. Let some of the nonsense go and just enjoy it for a minute.
Amen.
Absolutely.
We have to. Get back to what Christmas is about.
Go Raiders.
Yeah, go Raiders. Absolutely.
Well... you were born an original, don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Minds Radio, where we put principles above parties. Have a happy holiday season. Merry Christmas.
And this has been KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I am just a simple man.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. President Obama has scheduled a rare Oval Office address to the nation this evening to talk about last week's shooting rampage in California and the country's efforts to combat terrorism. Administration officials say that the president will urge Americans not to give in to fear without announcing any major changes in policy. House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Michael McCaul says that the president needs to be honest about the nature of the terror threat in the United States.
That's radical Islamist terrorism. It does exist in the United States. We didn't see this one coming. There were no warning signs or flags. And we need to do a better job identifying the signs of radicalization from within.
It will be just the president's third Oval Office address. The last one was in 2010. Meanwhile, any terrorist might want to think twice before opening fire on the Christian campus of Virginia's Liberty University, Bob Agnew explains.
The president of Liberty University is urging students at the Christian school to carry concealed weapons following the